From Ford Field. Good morning. I am Josh Kellner here with you again on Classic Hits 103.7 and BayCitiesConnect.com. And today, even in Powers Escanaba on 107.3, the Eagle, WUPF. Menominee Maroon Football. It is the state championship here. 2025 Division 7, right where the Detroit Lions played. The Menominee Maroons taking on the Eagles from Schoolcraft. And this is set for a tremendous showdown. The Menominee Maroons had an instant classic last week of the win over Pawama Westphalia, where they won that one 32-28. Schoolcraft blew out Clinton last week in the semifinals 43-14. So we're in for a treat here today. Both teams got here, we'll say, maybe about an hour ago. They're warming up down in the field, throwing the ball around, just getting used to the Ford Field atmosphere. And we have a pretty big section of Menominee Maroon fans as well that made the trip here. It's actually about even compared to Schoolcraft on the other side of the field. But a different vantage point here. A lot of people ask me what it is like to broadcast here at Ford Field, and it's tough. I'm not going to lie. I brought my binoculars. I remembered them this year. It's tough to see the numbers. We'll see if they turn on the TVs up here as well, and they'll be in sync with the game to try to broadcast that way. But we're going to do our best here, and it's a lot of fun. Just the atmosphere here is on next to none. And of course, we have a big listening audience out there. If you are planning on streaming or you know someone streaming, have them log on and get on right away, because a stream will max out. It has the past few weeks. But if you're listening locally, turn on the FM radio dial 103.7 in Menominee, just for the simple fact that save up some of that streaming space for other people listening throughout, we'll say, the world. I know we have listeners all over to Germany, to Costa Rica, and a lot of people on vacation down to Florida. There's even people have been asking me how to listen to this contest. Again, the Menominee Maroons will take it on Schoolcraft, and I had a very long and good interview with head coach Chad Brandt back the other day. Obviously when school was in session on Tuesday. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I want to go to the Coach Chad Brandt interview so we can get everything in right here on your Bay Cities radio dial.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See the Twin City Service Agency, 10th Street, Menominee.
Pre and coverage here on your Bay Cities radio dial. Josh Kellner now being joined by head coach of the Menominee Maroons, Coach Chad Brandt. Coach, again, thanks for time. Thanks for joining me. This was a busy week, so I really appreciate the time this time around. And congratulations making it to the state finals after your state semifinal win this past weekend.
Yeah, that sure was a wild one. Unbelievable day. You know, I think we've come down now, because the reality is we had to get back to work on Sunday. And so I'm just so happy for the boys and the staff and the community to enjoy such a great game, and then look forward to going down to Detroit.
It was a wild one. Top two teams in the state going at it for a berth to Ford Field on the line. In the end, your team was victorious 32-28 over Pawama Westphalia, the Pirates. Just a tough one. I want to say a tale of two halves, but if you look at it, it's really a tale of two quarters in a way, because two quarters are full of scoring, one for you, one for them. One quarter each half was a defensive battle. And in the end, the final quarter, your team got the W in the final 20. Actually, right down to the final 11 seconds still was finally sealed.
Sure, on Maverick's interception there. And, you know, we scored, and, you know, we had to get a stop. That huge stop that we had as a defense. And then I think we had to go, correct me if I'm wrong, roughly 70 yards in under 3 minutes or somewhere around there. And there were some, you know, just some great plays, extending drives, and gave ourselves an opportunity.
Yeah, let's go back and let's set the scene really for the fourth quarter, even for the second half here. First half, three turnovers, started off, got the first touchdown of the game. You guys each switched, shared turnovers. But really, you guys went through and out your first drive. The second drive, they drove all the way down, and Comp had one of the key plays of the game early on, already getting an interception right at the goal line.
And a big play. And then the only thing about that, I'm getting ready to turn my head, think he's going pick six up the sidelines. Great interception. Kept points off the board for them, and he made a play. If he could have kept his feet, he would have scored. But by all means, to stop that was a huge stop by Nate. Great play.
Yeah, it was fantastic. They go into, they score some points. They get They go into the locker room here at halftime. You guys ended up having three first half turnovers. You had five all season, and I was starting to see things like North Muskegon again last year. Yep. But that wasn't the case. You go into halftime 21-6, and the key to that was they won the toss. They deferred, so they were going to receive to begin the second half. You guys swung the momentum immediately, forced them to a 3-0, then you go down and score exactly what you needed to do.
Yeah, you know, our locker room was not going in, and I was not blistering paint off the wall and yelling. It was really a heart-to-heart on, guys, let's not do this to ourselves. Let's just be who we are. We do not have to play above our heads to come back and win this, but we have to eliminate mistakes because there's plenty to go around. We just don't put the ball on the turf, and you mentioned the previous year, us doing that and giving North Muskegon more than enough opportunities, and you do that against good football teams while we save just enough time to overcome it. But the defense coming out, three and out, and then and having energy on the field that carried right over to the offense going in and scoring, and then I think from that point on, it was like, let's go, we're in a ball game.
It really was. You pulled within seven there, traded some interceptions, it looks like, and then 10 seconds into the fourth quarter, you're within seven again, but a 73-yard touchdown pass as Pomona Westphalia went back up by two scores, but then your guys settled down. They knew it wasn't over with, and you just scored the next three touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, DB peaked in a little bit, and that's a big, tall receiver, and I don't think you could put it in a better spot if he went out there and handed it to him. That guy was on full stride and caught it, and big touchdown, and it's like, okay, well, let's go down and score now. And the thing about that drive is it didn't take long.
Yep.
So we didn't take a lot of time off the clock. We went down and scored pretty quick. I want to say Maverick, you know, they ran one of our RPOs that he could hand it or pull it, and he pulled it and saw Maverick last minute, and Maverick made a heck of a catch. It looked like he had a guy draped all over him when he went down and caught that ball, and that was a huge play to cut it back to just one score.
Yeah, one score, and then you get it back. Actually, we forgot Nate Comp had that 48-yard touchdown as well.
That came the next drive. I think Mav was first.
Mav and then Nate.
And then Nate made a play. I think they thought he was going to be out of bounds. He looks down. He's not out. Turns back in. Had a crease, and we know Nathan's fast, and he was hard to catch right up the seam.
That might have been the fastest Nate's ran this probably his whole life.
Yeah, that looked good. We know he's fast. I've coached him in football and track. He's a great athlete and made a play right there.
So it was at that point 20-26, and Runes are down by two, ran a play. Landed did everything he could to try to break the plane, and it was close. The angles that we had, some angles showed he crossed it, some angles showed that he didn't cross it, but the official was right there. No matter what, the two-point conversion failed, and it went right back into your defense's hands.
Yeah, on both of those, believe it or not, as old-school maroon football we are, we also do analytics, and in analytics it did say go for two there because you have a chance coming back. So on both of those, it said go for two, and we did. They didn't come through, but I think the plays were there to be had. It just, and then the first one was a throwback to Nate that I think Tanner would like back. He didn't put enough on it because the back of the end zone was there. So we liked them. We liked the plays that we didn't make them happen. Now we have to get a stop so we can go down for that fourth quarter drive.
And you look at it, it was brilliant. Four plays that they ran. Surprised they didn't do some more running, but they did the passing, and it was great. You held them, but then you get the ball back. 3 minutes, 33 seconds left. Some big plays, and you finally got a pass interference go your way because, I mean, there were numerous ones throughout the game that didn't go your way, and obviously that was easily called, but, I mean, you had to convert a third down with Tanner running the right sideline, knew where he had to go after you called the timeout, got the first down. Then I believe you had the pass to Miller, and then you had two shots at it from about the 24-yard line. One was missed, tipped away to Landon, and then the big one to Dawson in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, so I want to say a couple runs in there with Jackson and Miller. So some people think, oh, just pass, and we had to keep them ready that we can still run. And then the pass blocking on that whole drive was good. And then the second half, they were really pass blocking well. And Tanner extended some drives. He almost gave one away where he probably should have ran as well. There's a lot of grass, and he tried to take a shot. Lucky it went our way. We talk about some destiny there. And then, so going back to the final two plays that we ran on offense, it was right after the pass interference. we ran a formation that I thought we could get Landon on a go route on a DB over there that we liked the matchup. Tanner put it there. It hit Landon's hand in the DB, chopped his arms, and knocked it out. I think had Tanner put it out there another foot or two, Landon thinks he could have blocked the guy a little, but it didn't happen. What we looked at, I told Tanner, watch the safety. You got to look him off because that quarterback safety is a really good football player. He just got over there, but he didn't knock it out. But I said, if he goes that way again, I said, and they line up the same way, I got a outside linebacker going man-to-man on Dawson and another guy going man-to-man on Mav. I said, Mav, you run a post, and Dawson, you just wheel around him. We did that. The safety went back towards Landon and then tried coming over, but it way too much field to run. And obviously the throw by Tanner and the catch by Dawson is, you know, maroon memory for sure.
you look at that final series there, and what I thought of is how much of the importance of your 7-on-7s that you guys do this summer. It's mostly passing, passing, passing. That's exactly what it felt like you guys were doing, like a 7-on-7 tournament.
These kids put in so much time, and they've done it for years, but this past year we did really good and went, played some great competition. I'm talking, we beat West Appear in 7-on-7, I'm saying. We beat Notre Dame. They were both in the championship last week, Division I. I think our only loss in 7-on-7 was in the championship at an Oshkosh tournament. They won D5 or D6 down there against Edgar last week. The teams we were playing were really good, and for us to be able to switch a route concept or switch a formation on the fly, running hurry up, our guys can do that because of the stuff we put in the summer. Because I can't run that and get all the reps during the week. We run some simulations of it, but the reps from the summer carry over and the kids know what we're talking about.
It's like backyard football where the kids learn what it feels like.
Yep, and so we have terms, and I can just yell the word and they know what we're talking about, but a lot of install in the summer.
One thing that's really nice about that drive, though, too, is your clock management. You had 3 timeouts left. You only had to use one of them. And to only leave, you know, a few seconds in the clock, I mean, that's kudos to you, the coaching staff, and the team.
When we got when Tanner ran for that first down, I want to say there's a minute something. Mm-hmm. And I do not want to leave them much. So that's why I waited till we were about in the 30 seconds before I took that shot with Landon. And then I came back, and after I saw that, I'm like, okay, we got to take it now because I think we have something. And what did we score, 26 seconds?
Yeah, 24 seconds. 26, 24. Right down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 24 seconds is when it hit.
And so that once we got in that 30 range, then I was starting to take some shots.
And then they get the ball back, obviously a squib kick. And but then the defense looks like it changed up a little bit. Yeah, their big tight end scored a touchdown earlier in Trent Piggott, but then you jammed him at the line. You had Mav coming over. The second play, Mav almost got it, but then he sealed the deal with the interception in the end. I tell you what, Mav probably had his best game as a Maroon.
Well, Maverick, he came in, so we were playing with some of the stuff we were doing coverage-wise. Dylan is a little better rolling down and a little more aggressive tackler near the line of scrimmage, so we were doing a lot of that because of that quarterback scrambling and running and the good running game. When they got Dylan later, that first play in the fourth quarter, he can't run with those tall lane guys who are Maverick in. And then, so we just had to say, okay, if they're going to do that, they found what they wanted. It took them to the fourth quarter to see what we're doing or they're doing. They found a matchup, and we said, okay, we got to switch this back up now. So Maverick went in there, had 2 pass deflections, knocked down touchdowns in the fourth quarter, besides catching that touchdown and then the interception. Yeah, crazy. I thought, so we still kept Tanner on one. We moved Mav to the free safety and said cover the middle of the field and any in-breaking routes, and they kept trying to hit the guy at the seam, and Maverick just missed it on the one and got it on the second one.
And that really set the fireworks. For the second time, we'll say it was your encore, because after the touchdown, there was excitement, and you know, you had Braden Daniel doing the worm on the sideline, if you didn't know that. And then, but then everyone calmed down, went back to business, the defense, and then the excitement ran with 11 seconds left, and you got the pick.
We had to tackle on on the kickoff. We all know what happened in Bark River like the week before. So we had to tackle on the kickoff. Tanner was so excited, I couldn't hardly settle him down. We had a play on the two-point. He missed Maverick wide open.
Yeah.
So he was just too jacked. He cranked it right past him. And then I'm thinking, oh, crap, that's 6 points.
Yes.
So that made me more nervous as a coach. I'm like, guys, we need to settle down. We need this two. We need to tackle on the kickoff. We need to play D. There's a lot of football left. And we've all seen crazy things can happen. So it was not until Maverick's pick, and then for him to, he could have walked up the for an end zone. Yep. He could have been a pick six, and he did the right thing because we can take a knee. Because if we score and go up eight and don't get an extra point, they can go down and score. Mm-hmm. So he laid down so we could take a knee and end it.
And that's brilliant, yes. What happened. And so, you know, there's basically the final quarter in a fun nutshell. But overall, the team, a great mix, run, pass, Turk, 269 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. The running game kept the passing game alive and just spreading it around. 3 turnovers in the first half. You want to get rid of that. But the touchdowns in the end wipe it all out, and your defense really stepped up as the line play on both sides was tough for both teams.
Right. It was a physical football game. Our kids were banged up by the end. I had some kids tell us on Monday practice that they've never been that sore. I said, well, we played till the last second. 11 seconds we took a knee. I said, and you played max effort on every play for you know, that many plays in a game. The line that we went against and the guys we had to tackle, and the same thing for that team. I talked to Andrew, our trainer. He said on the bus ride home, I said, they had one guy go out. I said, we had guys go out but come back in. He goes, yeah, I talked to their trainer after the game and said, they are nothing but beat up. It was a physical, great high school football game with two great teams laying it on the line.
And it was with your guys getting the W in the end, again, over Pomona, Westphalia, 32-28 in the state semifinals. Now you move on to Ford Field. Before we talk about Schoolcraft, let's go over the award winners from the last game.
Sure, Josh. We just got done talking. Our Maroon of the Week had a fourth quarter in the Maroon memory book for everyone is Maverick Genesee. So just the touchdown, the pass deflections, the game-sealing interception, just an awesome day for him. And the offensive line was blocker of the week, and especially the job they did to give Tanner time to make some of those passes down the field. Henry Dobbins was our defensive lineman of the week and really clogged up his side. The whole group did well, but he really made some plays and stuffed it. Our alert club, we had 4 turnovers. You mentioned we had uncharacteristically 3 turnovers, which I think matches our season total. We did that last year, unfortunately, in the North Muskegon game. We did that in the first half of this past game, but we created 4 turnovers. Somehow we won the turnover margin. Comp's great interception, you mentioned. Turk had 1 in the end zone, 2 on a long pass to 1. Landon Daniel had a strip, and Nelson recovered to set up our first touchdown, and then we mentioned Mavericks, huge one to seal the game. Scout Players of the Week, Jet Toon gave us a great look as a running back, and Connor Van Horn was playing really hard on the defensive side. Century Club, Tanner doubled up there, going over 200 yards passing. Nathan Comp, 100 yards receiving. And then a Maroon memory, I think, will be heard for many ages, is the Tanner to Dawson in the corner of the end zone for the game winner.
Great awards. Well deserved on all of them. Just a full team effort as well for your guys. And half the team, maybe more than that, have been to Ford Field before, and now they're going to be back as seniors. You're a senior-driven group right here. They have the experience, and so that will be new to some, not new to others. They know the business that has to be at hand, but it is Schoolcraft. I know a lot of these guys are young. We played them in basketball, but some of your coaches, they want to get back at them, and it's going to be a battle for the state title.
For sure. So, Cooper Conway and Brody Ward, who helped with our JV team and help us keep coaching through this, they played them in basketball, which was not a fun day and for the Maroons. Played a good Schoolcraft team in basketball. And a little tidbit of information, when I did my student teaching and intern coaching, it was at Schoolcraft under the legendary Larry Ledlow, who at the time had multiple state titles. And have not talked to him in probably 20 years, maybe 15, 20 years, but we kept in touch for a little while. He's a great guy. Do not know any of the coaching staff down there now, but that just goes back a little tidbit, and I do know we have to play a very good football team come Sunday.
Yeah, they took care of Clinton 43-14, and if you're winning by that big of a margin really in the state semifinals, that says a lot about your team.
I think they played a tough schedule all around. Now, the only one they had 2 losses, one by 20 points. Well, that team's in the Division IV state championship playing on Friday, Hudsonville Unity Christian. The other one, Kalamazoo, Hackett, or Prep, they lost, I think, by 7. That team was playing the weekend before in Level 3 of Division 5. So that's a good, tough football division that they played in their schedule, playing Lawton a couple times. Playing Constantine, those are teams that people recognize that make playoff runs. So they're battle tested for sure.
Well, 11-2 out of the Southwest Athletic Conference, and really, what do you expect them to throw your way down there?
they're spread so that the quarterback is a tall coach's kid that really slings it around. They have multiple receivers. They have one really good receiver that we have to attend for, and their running game does enough to keep that in balance. Their running game is effective, very sneaky running back. I don't want to say they could pitch to him and he's gone. He finds a way to make yards, and we have to keep him in front of us. But the quarterback can really throw it, not the legs of last week. Last week, quarterback did both. This one, a little taller in the pocket and gets the ball out, and he's as accurate a passer as we've seen.
So you look at it, how does their line look being trying to get some defensive pressure on them?
They have three linemen really stand out, 55, 56, and 70, and they go both ways. So they're in their trenches, and we're going to have to make them work. We know we have good linemen too, so it will be emphasized that we have to try to win the line of scrimmage.
So this is a tough week to prepare for Ford Field. I mean, you get back, it's kind of it really is kind of a fast turnaround. It's also a Thanksgiving week. What are the preparations for you and the team doing this week?
Yeah, we put in some scouting report yesterday, and then coaches looked at it even more, and to finalize the scouting report last night. And then when we get practicing here on Tuesday, we will make sure that the scouting report is in, start running through those plays, and then we have 4 days or so more to make sure we are tuned in come Sunday morning.
Well, we're used to the early morning games, 8:30. How are you guys preparing for it?
You know, we switch things over starting Wednesday. So we have school here on Tuesday. We'll practice after school in the rec center. Yesterday was our last practice outside, in which we didn't do much. Bodies were sore. Move them around, show some positions that they're going to be in, watch some film. Today now we'll practice a little harder, but we're in the rec center Tuesday. We're in the rec center Wednesday morning. We shift to morning practices. I try to acclimate the body and mind to getting up and practicing in the morning because we have to play in the morning. So I try to get the body used to doing that the rest of the season. Our practices on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will all be morning around game time. So try to get the body used to that, and all of those will be indoors because we're playing indoors come Sunday.
Yeah, it's a lot of a logistics to try to figure out with now the morning, now inside. It's going to be a completely different atmosphere that a lot of these guys, I should say a lot of them, they've seen it before, but some of them aren't used to it, and a lot of the fans aren't used to this either.
Right, and so we have a nice facility down there. Detroit Country Day has allowed us to practice in their facility when we're down by Detroit. And it's a great trip. I want the kids to remember it, all the excitement, the fundraising. The community's been very giving and supportive. This place, Menominee, is amazing with the support these kids get in our football program and our school. So I just want to thank everyone for that. And you want the kids to enjoy it. But in the end, we need the kids to also focus on winning a football game.
Coach, we hope you have it again. Another opportunity down at Ford Field State Championship against the Schoolcraft. So I'm going to let you go. Thank you for joining me again. Good luck to you, the coaching staff, and the Bruins, the state championship.
Thanks, Josh. Go.
You know she's getting older. She creaks and roars and groans. She's been here 20 years now, but now she's got to go. She's really inefficient, and she's not very green. You need a brand new furnace. Time to call Zeratsky Extreme. 863-2327. 863-2327. Zeratsky Extreme.
From Ford Field, the Division 7 state championship game, the Menominee Maroons taking on the Eagles from Schoolcraft. Schoolcraft coming into this one, 11 wins and 2 losses overall. Menominee undefeated, 13-0, as they take the field right now, led by Nathan Kopp. The Menominee Maroon fan section directly under me. I am a level 7. That's how high I am. Give me a broomstick. I'm touching the ceiling of Ford Field right on the 50-yard line. I would like to thank Tri-County Credit Union. They want to wish number 74, Henry Dobbins, and the rest of the Maroons good luck today. Jack's Fresh Market, they are fueling busy families with healthy mealtime options to stay on top of your game. Jack's Fresh Market in Marinette and Menominee. And congratulations and good luck to the Maroons on a terrific season brought to you by Extreme Transportation Specialized. Good luck, Tanner Terkoff. Again, broadcast on Classic Hits 103.7 FM WHYB, Menominee and Marinette. Also on the Eagle 107.3 WUPF, Powers, Escanaba. Thank you for picking up the feed as we're all over the UP this morning. Again, Schoolcraft, just taking a quick look at their playoff schedule here. They took care of Galesburg, Augusta on Halloween, 42-21. The district championship, they defeated Lawton, 26-0. The regional final, they took care of Hanover Horton in Hanover Horton. They won 22-14. Then last week at Coldwater, a neutral site, they defeated Clinton, 43-14, to advance here to the state championship game. Out of the Southwest Athletic Conference, the Valley Division, where they took first place. Other teams, again, Lawton, Galesburg, Augusta, Coloma, Delton, Kellogg, and Saugatuck. 311 students, 39.334 playoff points is what they have, and they are 147 miles away. Well, the Menominee Maroons, again, they are undefeated. How did they get here? They took care of Manton at home. Their first three games were home. They won the semis 40-17 of the district. Then the district championship, they won against McBain 49-6, shutting out Shelby 43-0 in the regional final. Then last week in the classic contest in Gaylord, they knocked off Pawama Westphalia 32-28. The Maroons in the Westpac Copper Division took first place there. Teams like Kingsford, Calumet, Negaunee, Gladstone, Houghton, Hancock, and Westwood. 341 students in Menominee, and they have the largest amount of playoff points in Division 7 in the state, 52.486. 487 miles away from Menominee to Ford Field. And we have a pretty big listening audience today, especially because the overnight fan bus was canceled. We apologize and sorry to all the fans that were on that bus that wanted to make the trip, but the weather has been brutal. I originally planned on coming in yesterday, cut my vacation or my Thanksgiving vacation plan short to make the trip Friday evening. Got in a little after midnight Friday and beat the weather. It was going to be rough coming the Wisconsin route. Everyone else went the north way, and they said they're glad they left when they did to beat the storm. And we're glad that you have this on wherever you are listening on your Bay Cities radio dial from Ford Field. And just a reminder, the broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Bay Cities Radio. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Bay Cities Radio. And you can keep up with everything MHSAA on social media. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, and video highlights of high school sports news from around the state. It's the best way to connect with the MHSAA every day. The Menominee Marching Maroons are here. They're going to bring us a national anthem. So I am going to stand up, and we will send it down to Ford Field to bring you this morning's national anthem. Let's go down to the field. The Menominee Marching Maroons bringing us a national anthem from Ford Field. We're about equal with people to cheer on their respective teams here this morning. At the hotel last night, it sounded like Schoolcraft at the last minute decided to travel to Detroit. They're a little over 2 hours away, but with the snow, they decided to show up early. And so they ended up staying, I believe, at the same hotel as not our Maroon team, but a lot of the other fans in downtown Detroit. And the weather, not the greatest, but we are here, and we're going to bring you this morning's contest. I'd like to thank Lesson Dreamy Vocational Services in Marinette, a proud supporter of high school athletics. You can check out Les and Journey Vocational Services on Facebook. Best of luck from everyone at Kane Power Sports, your local Polaris, Kawasaki, Premier Pontoon, and Toro dealer. It's Kane Power Sports. Perks Cabinetry, your local specialist in residential and commercial cabinetry and countertops, proudly supporting all the student athletes. Wishing the Maroons best of luck here in this championship game. Well, the Schoolcraft Eagles, they are going to have white jerseys, gold pants, gold helmets. The Menominee Maroons, the maroon shirts, white numbers, white pants, and the traditional white hats. The Menominee Maroons will receive to begin this one. And they're going to travel from right to left on your Bay Cities radio dial. Again, I'm Josh Kellner. Thanks for joining me wherever you may be listening for this Division 7 state title game. To kick it off for Schoolcraft is going to be Wynn Evans. So he has it teed up at the 40-yard line. They all huddle up to kick this one off. And now they will break huddle. Again, the Maroons to receive to open this one up. Clayton Miller and Jackson Myshock back deep. The kick is underway. Short end over and kick. It is going to be Myshock from the 19-yard line. 20, 25, 30. Nice hole. 35 breaks that tackle to the 40. Myshock still on his feet to the 43-yard line between the hash marks. Nice return for Jackson, breaking a few tackles. And here comes the Menominee Maroon offense for the first time. First down and 10. Set the ball up center of the field right to the 42-yard line. Nice return for Jackson to set this one up. Officially, the 43 is where they're going to spot this one. And Tanner Tirikoff from the team, coached by head coach Chad Brandt. Back on the field in Ford Field. They're here 2 years ago. They lost to Jackson Lumen Christie 34-30 in 2023. Wing formation, power to the right side with Dawson Bardowski. Bardo goes in motion from right to left. And they will sweep a left side. Coming my way is going to be Miller. Miller cuts it up. And he's brought down across the 45, shy of the 50, near the 48-yard line. So Clayton Miller picks up about 5 yards on the first play of the state championship game. Spot him right down to the 47, officially picking up 4 yards for Miller. So second down and six coming up here for Menominee. Left hash. Again, they're going right to left here in your Bay Cities radio dial. Yep, Menominee last year, 2023. Tanner Tirikoff's older brother, Trevor Tirikoff, is the starting tailback. Tanner and a bunch of the players were on that team. Second down and six. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Bardo goes in motion, left to right, handed off to Dawson. Dawson trying to sweep to the right side. Miller kickoff block. Bardo has a first down into Eagle territory across the 45, near the 43-yard line. Giving the tackle is Dana Oslin, but a nice little gain for Dawson Bardowski to move the chains. Taking it to the 44-yard line is where they officially spot that one. Picking up 9 yards for Bardo. Here come the Menominee Maroons. They're ready to go. One receiver to left, wing to the right side. Fake handoff to Miller. Back to pass Tanner. Tanner flush out of the pocket, rolls right side. Quick throw down the sidelines right side, and he is going to be an incomplete pass, trying to find his receiver down that right side. A little tripped up and fell down. Trying to find Dawson Bardowski. So an incomplete pass here for Tanner Tirikoff and the Maroons. First down and 10. They will still have it right hash into Eagle territory, spotted to the 44-yard line. Went to roll right. After he went left, spun and went to the right side. Clayton Miller will now enter the field. Looks like Clayton's going to leave. Jackson Mysak coming in. The Maroons looking to break huddle here. Landon Dania will split up wide to the right side. Coming my way to the left is going to be Maverick Genesee. Bardo is a wing to the left side. Mysak, Tirikoff into the backfield. Hand off to Jackson. Jackson cuts it up now. Big hole to the 40. Mysak bowling over Eagles to the 35. Brought down just shy of the first down. Right to the 35-yard line. A 9-yard gain for Jackson. His first carry today. Third down and a yard out for the Maroons. Ball placed center of the field. Right at the Eagle 35-yard line. First series of the game. Menominee is the home team here this morning. Single wing will stay in tight. Power to the right side with Dawson Bardowski. Miller and Tirikoff awaiting the snap. Up the middle. It's Miller. Clayton has a first down and dragging Eagles to the 30. Right at the middle for Clayton Miller. Nice push by the Menominee Maroon offensive line to pick up 5 yards for Clayton. So first and 10 for the Maroons between the hash marks, center of the field right to the 30-yard line. The Menominee Marching Maroons are here. The Menominee Cheerleaders are here. Nice student section. Just nice crowd on hand making this long drive. Bardowski wing to the left. Single wing is in tight from the 30-yard line. Left side, they'll sweep to Turkoff. Tanner trying to get the edge. Tanner cuts it up. It'll be knocked out of bounds after a pickup of 2, maybe 3 yards. Good pursuit that time by the Schoolcraft Eagles. And they'll give Tanner the 28-yard line for a pickup of 2 on his first carry this morning. If Schoolcraft sounds familiar, this is a team that knocked off the Menominee Maroons basketball team in the state championship a few years ago. With Aiden Belisle and Cooper Conway, that group of young men. And Conway and Mora are JV coaches on the assistants for this team. One receiver left, one to the right side. Tanner, handoff Miller. Miller cutting it up now to the 25, and he'll manage to try to get forward progress to the 24. Picks up about 4 yards, maybe 5. We'll wait and see where the official spot is. It will be a third down for Menominee. They'll give him a gain of 4 for a 4-yard pickup. It'll be a third down and about 4 for the Maroons. Need to put the ball right to the 20 for a first down. Ball placed left hash again, Menominee going right to left. So third and 4, the Maroons will break huddle. Daniel wide to the right side. Slot right, Genesee. Comp slot left. Bardowski wide to left side. Here's Miller and Tirikoff awaiting the snap. In motion is Bardowski. Hand off Dawson, trying to sweep to the right side now. Bardo cuts it up, makes him a miss. Has a first down to the 15 to the 10. Bardo spins out of bounds. Again, Clayton Miller, a nice block in the open field to trigger Bardo out of the backfield. And it'll be a first down for the Maroons and a nice run for Dawson Bardowski as he stepped out near the 10-yard line. We'll actually spot him to the 9 for a first down and goal. A pickup of 15 for Dawson Bardowski. First and goal, Maroons, right hash of the 9-yard line. They will break huddle here. Bardowski's a wing power to the right side. The single wing will stay in tight from the right hash. Tanner Tarikoff serving the Eagles. Up the middle, Tarikoff. Tanner cuts it up now. He'll take it to the 5, right up the middle. For a nice gain on first and goal to make it a second down and 5. Jackson Mizak, actually on the carry. Number 6 at number 3 down below. So picking up 4 yards is Jackson. Second and goal, right hash of the 5-yard line. Mysack will exit. Clayton Miller heads right back on. Single wing formation again here for the Maroons. Power to the left side with Dawson Bardowski. Maverick Genesee, a blocking quarterback to the left. As we await the snap, it's Miller up the middle. Here's Clayton to the 2. Clayton pushes in. Touchdown, Menominee! Clayton Miller, nice hole. Bounced off one linebacker and takes it in. The Maroons strike first. 8:18 to go. Opening quarter of the Division 7 state championship game, and it's Clayton Miller. Right into that Johnson sewer cleaning end zone. Give Kenter Deanna a call, 715-732-0427, for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. As you await, Clayton to try to split the uprights for the extra point. Dawson Bardowski to hold. We await the snap. It's there, the hold. Miller's kick is up. Miller's kick is good. Just inside the left upright. Menominee 7, Schoolcraft nothing.
Maine and Marinette proudly supports high school sports. Enjoy live music with the best crowd around, featuring Bubba Lewis Trio, Courtney Polson, Beachfront Avenue Duo, Asphalt Gypsies, One Dan Man Band, Safe Sax, and more. Seats fill up fast, so come early to grab a table, enjoy delicious food, and get ready for great live performances. And the best part, no cover charge. Follow the Lodge on Main on Facebook for more information and details on all their live events. The Lodge on Main, 1333 Main Street, Marinette, where everybody knows you're on Main.
Do you need a different vehicle but can't get financing because banks and car loan companies won't cooperate? Good news! If you have steady income and can afford easy weekly payments, Auto Credit Center will give you the credit you need and the vehicle you deserve. We've been doing just that locally for 30 fun-filled years. That's a long time and a lot of cars. Don't let past credit mistakes put you in a pinch. At Auto Credit Center, financing's a cinch. That's the Auto Credit Center, 10th Street, Menominee, 863-8288. Follow us on Facebook.
Well, the Menominee Maroons, the first to strike in this Division 7 state championship game. They lead it 7-0 after a 5-yard touchdown run by Clayton Miller. Miller then kicked the extra point up and through. Menominee 7, Schoolcraft 0, according to your Integra First scoreboard. So we will see the Eagles offense for the first time this morning. Clayton will get ready to tee the ball up at the right side of the 40-yard line. Schoolcraft will travel left to right here in your Bay Cities radio dial. I'd like to thank Thai Cuisine on 10th Avenue, Menominee, a proud supporter of the Maroons, and also Lily Hecht of Farm Bureau Insurance in Menominee, specializing in home, auto, life, commercial, and farm insurance. So here comes Clayton Miller to kick it off. And the approach by Clayton, high end over end kick, fielded at the 8-yard line. He dropped the ball, picking up now to the 11, trying to go between the hash marks, and hit and pop down to the 10. A big pop by Dawson Bardowski to bring him down. It was T.J. Lutton. He's their starting running back, and he bobbled it and dropped it, but then the Maroons defense comes up and smokes him down to the 10 for a 2-yard gain.
It's first and 10, Schoolcraft.
So here come the Schoolcraft Eagles. Keep an eye on their quarterback. He's a good one. Number 15, Jack DeVries, a 6'2", 180-pound junior with some good targets he has out there as well. So the Eagles will break huddle. Two men to the right, one to the left. Wide to the left side is going to be Drew Enright. Out of the shotgun. To his left is T.J. Luton. Back to pass, quick throw, slot left side. Has the man. It's caught right away at the line of scrimmage, trying to break a few tackles, and left side brought down to the 5, or the 15, maybe the 16-yard line. So a quick out to Drew Enright, picking up 5 yards. Nathan Nelson bringing him down. It's a gain of 6 yards down below. So a 6-yard pickup to Enright. Second down and 4. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Under center, DeVries will go. T.J. Luton, the deep back right behind them, about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Spin, hand it off to T.J. Nice hole right side across 22-yard line, right between the hash marks again to pick up the first down. So T.J. Luton in Jackson Mysock on the tackle, taking it to the 24-yard line. So pick up about, actually, let's see the 23-yard line. They'll spot that one. Pick up of about 5 for T.J. First and 10, ball placed center of the field. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left side. DeVries away to the snap. Fake down off, two-step drop, quick throw to the right side. It's up and overshot his intended receiver. Trying to find Braden Boys.
Intended for number 36, Braden
Boys. And it will drop incomplete.
By 2,
Nathan Comper in coverage. Tanner Tirikoff also right there. Second down and 10 on the way here for Schoolcraft. Again, the Maroons lead this one early on, 7-0. 7:03 remaining here in this opening quarter. Second down and 10 on the way for Schoolcraft. Underneath head coach Dan DeVries. His son is a starting quarterback. So second down and 10 on the way here for the Eagles. Taking a lot of time here. The officials had a little conversation, but nothing happening there. No impact. Second down and 10. Two receivers off to the left. Two coming my way to the right side. Again, Schoolcraft going left to right. Luton, running back to the left side of DeVries. Man in motion, right to left, back to pass DeVries. Two-step drop, pump fake once, flush out of the pocket. He'll air it out left side of the field, and it's up. Flag will fly and incomplete. We may have a pass interference. The Maroon defender slipped and fell down, and that's when the flag was thrown. And it's the receiver might have bumped him a little bit in his route. The officials talking amongst themselves right now. The coverage was there until the Maroon defensive back slipped and fell down. He fell into the intended receiver of Braden Boys. This may be a pass interference on Menominee.
Holding.
Oh, no. Oh, holding. 10-yard penalty for a first down to Schoolcraft. So first down and 10 for Schoolcraft to their own 33-yard line is where they spot this one. Three receivers to the left, one my way, power to the right side. Under center will be DeVries. One back behind him. Spin, hand it off to him up the middle. The Maroons will drape and bring him down to the 40. Quick spin, hand off to Wynn Evans. I'm sorry, it's Cooper Howard. So Cooper Howard on the run, Posh the tackle to the 40-yard line for a gain of 7. So a 7-yard pickup for Howard. Second and 3. Ball placed center of the field near the left hash of their own 40-yard line for Schoolcraft. They will break huddle. DeVries looks to go under center. Two receivers to the right, one to the left side. I formation. Howard is going to be the deep back. Up back is going to be Evan Feller. Spin, fake Dana, back to pass, air it out down the right sideline. It's going to be up and incomplete, overshot everybody. Dawson Mardowski in coverage. He was hip for hip with Drew Enright. So another incompletion for Enright. He's one of three, 6 yards, completing the pass to Enright in the early on. First is series of the game here for Schoolcraft. And they face a third down and 3. Again, still their own 40-yard line. They do a good mix of rushing and passing. You have to respect their quarterback, and they'll break huddle here. Out of the shotgun, DeVries. Three receivers to the right. None to the left. Lawton stands to his left side. DeVries, the option, but he'll keep it himself. Run up the middle. Hit and pop down by Tarekov. Shy of the first down. Went to go to the middle, and it bounces to the outside. Tanner read it perfectly and brings him down. Tanner Tarekov right there. Forward progress will give him a gain of a yard. Maybe two. A 2-yard gain, short of the first down. Fourth and 1 here for Schoolcraft. Big defensive opportunity here for the Menominee Maroons to get the ball back. But fourth down and a short. They will line up to go for it here. DeVries under center. Full host back to the power eye. Another blocking back to the right side. One receiver to the left. Under center. Quick handoff to their fullback. Up the middle, he'll go. The momentum got him the first down. Nathan Nelson hit him at the line of scrimmage. But the power running back from that fullback is Evan Feller, a 220-pound senior right at the middle, to take it to the 44-yard line. Just needed 1 yard, and he got 2. Four different running backs now for Schoolcraft. First down and 10, left hash of their own 44-yard line. They break huddle here. Two receivers left. One coming my way to the right side. Out of the shotgun again. Actually step it up under center with a power eye will be DeVries. Spin, handoff again, first back through, hit and drop down right away by the Maroons. Nathan Nelson there, Xander Yurkowicz also there. Ryan Marzen as well. So no gain and no loss. On the quick hitter for Feller, that's their big quarterback who just got the 2-yard first down.
1 yard loss.
Keep it to the 44-yard line. Maybe lost about a length of the football, but not enough to adjust the scorebook here. Second down and 10. Left hash of their own 44-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right side. Out of the shotgun again, it's DeVries. Standing to his right, T.J. Luton. Hand off to T.J., trying to go left side. The Maroons are there to gobble him up, and he'll try to bounce outside, but he cannot. He'll maybe gain a yard. There for the Maroons is big Henry Dobbins. So a 1-yard pickup, bringing up now a third down and 10. He got that little bit of a yardage back that he lost before. Just moved the ball across that hash mark of the 44. So still from the 44-yard line.
It's third down.
Third and 10 here for Schoolcraft. Two receivers left, two to the right side. The Maroons lead it already 7-0. Shotgun formation for DeVries. Luton stands to his left. Jack has it, back to pass, two-step drop, surveying the field, throws over the middle, and it's up, and it's caught for the first down across the 40, brought down to the 38-yard line. Tanner Tarekov will tackle Landon DeVries immediately. Just that left end came out, got the first down to the 34-yard line. 20-yard pickup into Menominee territory. 22-yard pass play officially across the field. So to the Maroon at 34-yard line. It'll be a first down and 10. Ball plays right hash. Two receivers left. Three to the right side. All alone out of the shotgun is going to be Jack DeVries. Back to pass. Looking left side. Quick throw over the middle. Up and caught by the 20-yard line. Brought down to the 15. The Maroon defender jumped the road trying to go for an interception. Missed it. And it'll be a first down. Blake Posh will get the tackle. all the way to the Menominee 12-yard line. 22-yard pass play. Quick throw left side into the hands of Drew Enright to move that one. And here comes Schoolcraft. First down and 10 for the Eagles. The Menominee left hash of the 12-yard line. Schoolcraft will break huddle. Two receivers to the left. Two to the right side. Eye formation for Jack DeVries. Quick drop. Looking left side now. Flush out of the pocket. He'll throw left side. Has man. It's picked off! Picked off by Maverick Genesee. Genesee to the 15. Across the 20. And knocked out of bounds. Maverick Genesee. He read the eyes of Jack DeVries. Jumped the route. Maverick Genesee. Snuffing the first drive of the state finals. It's first down and 10 to Menominee. Good coverage in that corner of the end zone, and Genesee jumped up and picked it off to the 21-yard line. 2:26 to go. Opening quarter. Menominee does lead already 7-0 according to Trenton Tiger first scoreboard. Right hash of their own 21-yard line for Menominee. The Bruins will break huddle, keep that single wing formation in tight. Power to the right side of the Bardowski. Miller and Terikoff into the backfield. Bardo goes in motion from right to left. They're going to sweep it with Miller coming my way, left side. Clayton cuts it up now, and Clayton will take it shy of the 25-yard line.
Miller, tackled by Feller.
So Clayton Miller for the Maroons after the interception.
3-yard gain.
3-yard pickup for Clayton.
It's second down and 7.
And it'll be a second down and 7. I'd like to thank Dr. Donald Park and everyone at NEW UP Dental. Proud supporter of the Menominee Maroons. Every yard, every smile counts. Go Menominee. 2nd and 7, left hash here for Menominee. Shy of the 30 to the 24-yard line. Wing and tight power to the left with Dawson Bardowski. The snap up the middle, Clayton. Clayton, nice hold to the 30. Clayton Miller pushing his way close to the first down. Clayton Miller should have it here. Should have the first down, and they will appear to be moving the chains. And they do to the 31. 7-yard pickup for Miller. Ball still placed left hash of their own 31-yard line. Division 7 state championship game here on your Bay Cities radio dial. 1 minute 23 seconds to go. Opening quarter. The Maroons lead it 7-0. Their second series offensively here in this game. Wing formation, Bardowski wide to the left side. It'll be Terikoff to sweep to the left. Here comes Tanner trying to cut it up now, and he'll step out of bounds near the original line of scrimmage. Good penetration that time for Schoolcraft and sealing the edge. Short gain, actually, for Tanner.
2-yard gain.
2-yard pickup is what they're going to call this. Second down and 8 here for the Maroons. To the 32-yard line. So ball still placed left hash. The clock has stopped at the minute 10 remaining here in this opening quarter. Maverick Genesee goes wide to the right side as the Maroons break huddle. Another receiver coming my way wide to the left and landing at Daniel. Miller and Terikoff into the backfield. Jackson Mysak going to the right side. Miller wants to run to the right. Clayton cuts it up across the 35-yard line to the 37 where he's brought down there. So Clayton Miller on the run. Tackled by Evan Feller of the Eagles to the 36-yard line. Gaining 4 yards for Miller. So third down and about 5 from the 36-yard line. Right hash still in their own territory. 44 seconds and ticking first quarter. Mysak will leave. Miller goes back out there after the call from head coach Chad Brandt. Two receivers to the right, two to the left here for the Maroons. Man in motion, right to left. They're going to hand it off to him. That's Bardowski. Here's Dawson trying to the edge. Bardo cuts it up to the 40-yard line, has a first down, and knocked out of bounds a yard after that. Tackled by Dane Ostland. But a nice run for Dawson Bardowski, stopping the clock. 18 seconds to go, opening quarter. First down Maroons to the 42-yard line. Picking up 6 yards for Dawson. So first and 10 Menominee, left hash of the 42-yard line. Division 7 state championship game. here from Ford Field. They're going to reset the game clock to 18 seconds. Currently it's sitting at 15 as Dawson stepped out of bounds. So the Maroons will break huddle here with a fresh set of downs, first down and 10. Two receivers to the right, a wing power to the left side with Jackson Mysak. Handoff, Miller. Clayton cuts it up now, and Clayton will take it to the 45. Ran into a bunch of Schoolcraft Eagles. But a pickup of three for Clayton. And this may expire the opening quarter. And it does. One quarter in the books in the Division 7 state championship game here from Ford Field. The Menominee Maroons lead the Schoolcraft Eagles 7-0.
Kay's Pasties, where they've been serving the Bay Cities area and voted best pasty for 16 years in a row. They have a huge variety to fit any craving. Beef, ham and cheese, beef with rutabaga, breakfast pasties as well. You name it, they have it. Plus, they've been voted having the best soup for 6 years. So don't delay. Grab yourself the area's best pasty and soup from Colonel K's today. And don't forget to check their Facebook for daily specials as well. Remember, that's Colonel K's Pasties at 1229 10th Street, Menominee.
Find the largest selection of durable, cool weather workwear now at Stateline Apparel. The shelves are stocked with new hoodies, long-sleeve tees, flannels, sweatpants, vests, bibs, force and rain defender clothing, work shoes, boots, and hikers for men and women, plus accessories including base layers, heavyweight socks, hats, and gloves. And a kiddo's need to stay warm, too. Check out the great selection of Kids Carhartt. Stateline Apparel has the cold weather workwear your family needs in hard-to-find sizes. Visit the Carhartt Warehouse, Stateline Apparel, 10th Street, Menominee.
At Wagner Casper Insurance, they understand the importance of protecting what matters most, offering coverage from 15 different companies in one stop. They provide home, auto, life, health, recreational vehicle, business, and farm insurance. Wagner Casper Insurance is family and locally owned, serving Wisconsin and Michigan since 1967. Give their team a call for free quotes and consultations for the right coverage at the best price at 715-735-9506. Wagner Casper Insurance, your protection, their priority. Visit WagnerCasper.com for more information.
Well, one quarter in the books here from the state championship game. Ford Field, the Menominee Maroons on top of the Schoolcraft Eagles, 7-0. Congratulations and good luck to the Maroons on a terrific season, brought to you by Extreme Transportation Specialized, and best of luck to Tanner Turkoff and the rest of the team. I would also like to thank Menominee Advanced Periodontics and Implant Center, Dr. El Naji and her experienced team, wishing them the best of luck. And Tri-County Credit Union, wishing big number 74, Junior Henry Dobbins, and the rest of the Maroons best of luck this morning as well. Well, the Menominee Maroons, their second drive of the game. They scored in their first drive with a 5-yard touchdown run by Clayton Miller. The Eagles, they drove all the way down inside the Menominee red zone, but Maverick Genesee picked off a pass in the end zone. Now the Maroons driving again. Second down and 7 for Menominee, left hash of the 45-yard line. A counter coming my way to the right side. Looks like it's going to be Bardowski. Bardo cuts it up. He'll take it for progress, maybe to the 46. Not much. Late flag just flies in. Let's wait and see what this call is. Let's wait and see what the penalty flag is. I don't know if maybe a short loss. We'll wait and see what they got. Yeah, for progress, they'll give him a gain of a yard, but we have to wait and see what the penalty flag is going to be. It came in late. Personal foul on Schoolcraft, a 15-yard penalty, their first penalty of the morning. It's a big one of 15 yards after the 1-yard pickup for Dawson Bardowski. This will put the ball into Eagle territory. Right hash of the 39-yard line. Menominee now going left to right here in your Bay Cities radio dial. The Maroons will break huddle. Two receivers to the right. As Genesee slot right, Daniel wide to the right, winged left side, and Bardowski handoff to Clayton Miller. Miller trying to go left side. Clayton cuts it up, still on his feet across the 35 and brought down near the 33-yard line. Clayton Miller again, another strong run for Menominee. Right to the 33 on the left hash. Pickup of 6 for Miller.
6-yard gain to the 33. It's
Nine carries, 41 yards now for Clayton. Second and four for the Maroons. Left hash in Eagle territory to the 33-yard line. Opening stages of the second quarter, the Maroons lead it already 7-0. Bardosio wing to the left. Slot right, Genesee. Danny Y to the right side. Mysock. Actually, it's Miller still in there. Handed off to Clayton. Clayton trying to bounce outside of the 30. Here's Miller. Splits two Eagles, running them both over, taking the ball near the 27-yard line. They're going to say the ball may have popped out. Waiting for the official call. The Eagles are pointing that they have it, but we do not have an official call down below. Waiting for the call. The officials are talking amongst themselves right now. Standing at the 27-yard line. They're going to say Menominee ball. One thing here in the state championship game, each coach does have a replay card where they can throw that and have a review. So they are going to challenge it. Miller's run. Watching the replay here. I don't know if Clayton fumbled it or not. It's very hard to tell. I do have a TV right to my right side. They are replaying it. Right now, the ball line on the 27-yard line. It would be enough for a Maroon first down. As it would be a gain of five. But they are reviewing this play down below. The Maroons driving here. This would be their first turnover of the game. They had three in the first half last week against Pawama Westphalia. Prior to that, the Maroons have had only five turnovers all season long. So Miller had two hands on it, splits those two Schoolcraft defenders, and it does look like it may have popped out. It's kind of hard to tell, but this could really go either way. We'll let the professionals down below decide on what happened here. There's numerous different angles on it. Actually, surprised the amount of cameras they have here. And from that angle, it does look like it did come out. But whether or not his knee was down is one thing, because the ball came out right when he was tackled into the midsection of a Schoolcraft player who was laying on his back. And that was Dane Ostlund. But need to review also if his knee was down prior to that. Very tough. Could go either way, and there's like a bunch of Schoolcraft players right there. Long review time down below. The ball did pop out, just waiting to see if Clayton was down or not beforehand. So stoppage of play due to the challenge. Again, each team does get one. I believe Schoolcraft will keep theirs if they are successful here. Coach Chad Brandt used his last year in 2023, and the camera did not catch what he was challenging. And they're replaying it again. It does look like it came out on that angle. So waiting for the official word. A lot of time here taken down below. I'd like to thank Jack's Fresh Market, fueling busy families and healthy mealtime options to stay on top of your game. Jack's Fresh Market, a fresh approach to quality and savings in Marinette and Menominee. Whoa, the Maroons will keep the ball. His knee must have been down. It did pop out, but his knee must have been down. We'll take that. So first down and 10, Menominee to the 27-yard line. Officially, it's a 5-yard pickup. Maybe not enough evidence to overturn it. Real close, because I will say Dane Luston did have the ball in his midsection, but the knee may have been down for Clayton Miller, and that's what they saw. First down and 10 for the Maroons. Left hash of the 27-yard line. Menominee Maroon center Alex Parrott takes the team up to the ball. Two receivers left. One to the right side of Maverick Genesee. Tarkov all alone out of the shotgun. The wing and Bardowski to the right side. Man in motion. Left to right is Mysock. Tanner wants to sweep to the right side. Tanner trying to find some running room, and he cannot. He'll lose yardage to the 30. Good pursuit that time by Schoolcraft. And Turk is going to be brought down for a loss back to the 30, a loss of 3. First loss of the game here in Menominee. So second down and 13 to the 30. They say a 2-yard loss down below. So second down and 12, just across the 30-yard line. They call him the 29. Two receivers left, wing to the right side. Terikoff, Faith Danoff, quick throw left side has Bardowski. Bardo hauls it into the 25-yard line. A stiff arm stays in bounds to the 20, diving close to the first down, but knocked out of bounds just shy. They're going to say the ball popped out again. He fumbled, but he was out of bounds when he fumbled it. The Schoolcraft player fell on it, and he fell out of bounds. So it'll be a Menominee ball. Actually, the official talking amongst themselves. So the 20-yard line is really spotted. He stepped out of the 20. So a 9-yard pickup. So a 9-yard completion. Tanner's first completion of the game. He's now 1 of 2. That went to Dawson. Third down and about 2. Third down and 3 officially. And now we have... Oh, they're reviewing last play as well. Bardowski leaned his way forward with the ball, and I think he dropped it. But either way, I think the Schoolcraft player fell on it, but he was standing out of bounds. As we'll replay it, and we'll look at it again. So they must get 2 challenges. It was actually Landon Daniel, I'm sorry, who had the catch. Daniel tried to stretch his way forward, and he dropped the ball while he was in the air, jumping forward. Just dropped it like he was trying to extend. So Landon Daniel, they're reviewing it here. When he stretched forward is when he just dropped the ball with his left hand. Then it came out. So another review here. Landon Daniel's first catch today. Again, they're showing it. He dropped it, but it's just a matter of if the ball went out of bounds or the Schoolcraft player recovered it or even landed, touched it while he was still standing out of bounds. Looks like the ball did go out. It's going to be tough to overturn this one as well just because of the defensive back that fell on it and the ball may have hit that sideline. There isn't really a sideline view that they have shown yet. So this one could go either way as well. The Maroons got a break the last time. Let's see what happens this time. Again, another long review. I mean, there's really no doubt that he dropped the ball. They're just not re-showing the ball being recovered and controlled by either team in bounds. I'd like to thank Lily Hecht of Farm Bureau Insurance, located in Menominee, specializing in home, auto, life, commercial, and farm insurance. Even the Thai cuisine on 10th Avenue in Menominee. Wherever you may be listening, we thank you here today. There's listening parties all over the area. We have the stream. Go to BayCitiesConnect.com or just listen. 103.7 FM, WHYB, Menominee Marinettes. We're even picked up by the Powers Escanaba station. 107.3 WPEF. There you go. Defensive player touched the ball out of bounds. Eagle 107.3 WUPF, Powers Escanaba. So the Maroons will regain that one. Landon Daniel has a 9-yard completion. Third down here for Menominee. They need to get the ball to the 17-yard line. Third down and 3 from the left hash of the 20-yard line. Yep, they showed that sideline view right now, and it was recovered out of bounds. So left hash of the 20-yard line. Here for the Maroons, third down and 3. Referees still having a huddle at the 20 to talk some things over, maybe to see if they're placing the ball in the right spot or they're reviewing the time on the clock. All right. Fumble the ball out of bounds where he fumbled it. We're ready to go. Wing formation, power to the right side, Dawson Bardowski. Away to the snap, it's Clayton Miller at the middle. Miller bounces to the 15, sidestepping a few defenders, pushing the pile forward is Clayton Miller. It's actually Jackson Mysak. Jackson Mysak, nice little run for the Maroons. First down, Menominee across the 15-yard line. They'll spot it to the 13. A 7-yard gain for Jackson. He has 3 carries, 20 yards now for the Maroons. Menominee leads it 7-0, 9:20 and ticking here in this opening half. First down and 10, Menominee. Left hash of the Schoolcraft 13-yard line. Single wing in tight. Doss Bardowski power to the right side. Here's Miller to run at the middle. Miller to the 10, spinning his way to the 7-yard line. Clayton Miller for the Maroons. Again, another tackle by Dane Osland to the 7-yard line. Pickup of six. For Miller. 11 carries, 52 yards for Clayton. Left hash, Schoolcraft territory. Second down and four. Gain of the Schoolcraft is seven. Here come the Maroons to break huddle. Again, single wing formation in tight. Nathan Nelson, the blocking quarterback, to the right side with Doss Bardosi, the wingback. They'll sweep left, trying to get that left edge. It's going to be Mizak. Mizak across the five, and he stood up at the 4-yard line. Trying to sweep left side. Jackson Mizak, Nathan Nelson blocking and going that way. And a gain to the five is where they officially spotted for a 2-yard pickup. So a 2-yard pickup for Mizak.
2-yard gain
to the five. Third down and a couple here for the Maroons. Take it to the three for the first down. Mizak will exit. Clayton Miller back in. Big third down here for the Maroons, who already lead it 7-0. Dawson Bardowski, a wing to the left, to the right side. Single wing formation all in tight from the left hash of the five. Here's Miller up the middle. Clayton close to the first down. Second effort, he should have it. They tried to shirt tackle and Miller broke that. And again, with that second effort, it is going to be enough to move the chains to the 3-yard line. 2-yard pickup for Clayton Miller. First and goal, Maroons. They're ready to go. Dawson Bardowski, a wing formation, power to the right side. It's Miller up the middle. Clayton met at the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. A little bit of a hole, and he was popped back. It's Feller there again. Gain of a yard to the two for Clayton.
Gain of 1 yard to the two.
And so second and goal from the 2-yard line here for the Maroons. 7-12 to go first half. Again, Menominee leads this one 7-0. One series so far for Schoolcraft, and they threw an interception. The Maroons will break huddle. Mysak and Terkoff into the backfield. Wing formation, Bardowski to the right side. Here's Jackson at the middle. Mysak trying to bowl his way forward, and Jackson's going to be stood up shy of the goal line. He'll take it to the one. The Eagles getting a good push. No, there's not much of a gain, actually. Let's say a gain of nothing. Third and goal, just inside the 2-yard line now for Menominee. Miller comes back onto the field. Mizak will exit. Head coach Chad Brandt has a play out there for the team. Tanner Terkoff looks to break huddle here. Again, third and goal, just inside the two. Miller and Terkoff into the backfield. Bardowski's a wing to the right side. Up the middle, Clayton Miller. Miller pushing his way forward, waiting the call. Touchdown, Menominee! Clayton Miller! They say it's officially a 1-yard touchdown run for Clayton Miller. Clayton's second touchdown of the game. 6:09 remaining, first half. Put it right into the Johnson Sewer Cleaning end zone. Give Kinder Deanna a call, 715-732-0427, for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. And the Maroons line up to go for the extra point here. Dawson Bardowski to hold. Clayton to try to kick it through. I'll wait in the snap. It's there, the hold. Here's the kick, and it's blocked. They got right through the line of scrimmage and blocked that one. That wasn't a line drive kick. It was just a misassignment, and one of the linemen blocked it for Schoolcraft. Either way, the Maroons, six more on the board. They lead it over Schoolcraft in the Division 7 state championship game. Menominee 13, Schoolcraft nothing.
And relaxation in your home? Look no further than Menza & Zach Heating, Cooling, and Sheet Metal, your elite Tempstar dealer. With their complete range of Tempstar systems, staying comfortable is effortless. Plus, customers can enjoy an additional 2-year no-hassle replacement limited warranty. Make Menza & Zach your first and only call for all your home comfort needs. Call 715-732-1275 or visit them online at menzaandzach.com. Tempstar, quality you can feel. It's good for your wallet to save for the future and peace of mind to know your finances are secure. Thanks to Bayshore Credit Union's big bank conveniences, small town atmosphere, and competitive loans for cars, recreational vehicles, and homes, achieving financial wellness is an all gain, no pain experience. Bayshore Credit Union, located at 1514 Cleveland Avenue in Marinette. If you live or work in Marinette, Menominee, and O'Connell counties, you can become a member today. Talk to a representative at Bayshore Credit Union or visit BayshoreCU.org.
Well, the Division 7 state championship game currently has the Menominee Maroons on top of Schoolcraft 13-0. After a one-yard touchdown run by Clayton Miller, Miller's extra point was blocked by Jacob Taylor, who came through the line of scrimmage and got his hands up and blocked that one down. Menominee 13, Schoolcraft 0, according to your Integra First scoreboard. 6 minutes, 9 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. So Miller will kick it off from the right hash of the 40-yard line. Schoolcraft going right to left now on your Bay Cities radio dial. Luton back deep to return this one, along with Saxon Abfall. And here comes the approach by Miller. High end over and kick. This is going to be received at the 4-yard line by Luton. He'll try to go left side, 15-20. Cut it up now at 25 and 30. Cut into the inside and brought down shy of the 40-yard line and a nice little return. Dawson Bardowski there for the tackle. T.J. Luton on the return. To the 38-yard line is where they're going to spot this one for Schoolcraft. Their second series of the game here with 6:01 remaining in the second quarter. Their previous series ended on an interception as Maverick Genesee picked it off in the end zone. Left hash of their own of 38. They'll break huddle. Two receivers to the right, two to the left side. Out of the shotgun again, here's DeVries. Luton stands to his right. Man in motion, the slot man. Left to right, they'll hand it off to Lowen. Lowen trying to bounce the outside of the 40. Knocked out of bounds by Tanner Tirkoff, shy of the 45 as he popped him. So T.J. Luton to the 38-yard line. To the 43-yard line. Looking at the wrong line there, picking up 5 yards. Three carries for Luton, 11 total yards. Third and or second and five. Ball still placed left hash, their own 43-yard line. Jack DeVries, he's their good quarterback that they have, the coach's son. Two receivers to the right, two to the left side. Again, DeVries out of the shotgun. Luton stands to his left. Back to pass DeVries, two-step drop. He wants to draw, run into the right side now. Nathan Nelson giving him chase. Now trying to go left side and hit and knocked out of bounds near the midfield line by Landon Daniu. Maybe just shy of the 50. It is enough for a first down for DeVries. Pickup of seven. So DeVries and the quarterback keeper will move the chains. First down and 10 right at the midfield line. Left hash. They spread out the Maroons quite often. It opens up the center of the field to run. That's where he went, right at the middle between the hash marks and bounced left. They'll break huddle. Two receivers to the right, two to the left side here again. Out of the shotgun, DeVries. Luton stands to his left. Back to pass, flags will fly. They may have jumped. Procedure penalty on Schoolcraft. 5-yard penalty, their second flag thrown at them here this morning. So the 5-yard penalty on a Schoolcraft. This will put it back to the 45-yard line. Their own 45. Ball still placed left hash. Again, the state championship from Ford Field here in Division 7. Wide to the right side, Drew Enright. Slot to the right as well. Two receivers coming my way to the left side. Out of the shotgun again, it's DeVries. Luton stands to his left side. TJ back to pass. He wants to draw it now to Luton. Luton trying to bounce left side, but Landon Daniu was right there after a short gain. Daniu read that brilliantly. There was a little bit of a hole, but Daniu filled that after only a short gain of a couple. Right to the 47-yard line. So a 2-yard pickup on the delayed handoff. Second down and 13, left hash here for Schoolcraft. 4 minutes, 3 seconds remaining. Opening half, Menominee leads this one 13-0. Trips to the right side. One receiver coming my way to the left. That's 1-on-1, Drew Enright left side. Daniu hops out to jam him. Genesee shading that way as well. They'll hand it off up the middle, taking it to the 50. Actually, no, there's a quick slant left side. Happened so fast over to Landon DeVries, the tight end again. So Jack to Landon in the Menominee territory to the 47-yard line, brought down by Posh, gain of 6 yards.
6 yard gain to the Maroon 47.
So the 6 yard pickup.
So
third down and seven here for Schoolcraft. In the Menominee territory, left hash of the 47-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left side. Now they'll put a slot man to the right as well with trips right side. DeVries out of the shotgun. Lutein stands to his right. Back to pass. DeVries pitch out to Lutein. Lutein hit at the 50 and brought down near the 45-yard line as he spun his way forward, but he's going to be well short of the first down. Zandy Yerkowicz there. Nathan Nelson, Henry Dobbins, Jackson Mysack, they're all there to help clean up the garbage. Shy of the 50, they'll spot it to the 40. Shy of the 45, they'll spot it to the 46-yard line. Short gain of a yard.
1 yard gain to the 46. It's fourth and six.
So fourth down and it's six here for Schoolcraft. They do line up in punt formation. The Maroons are not sending anybody back to return this one. DeVries back there as a punter. They will punt it away. And it's going to bounce to the 10, roll to the 5. It's still rolling, and they will down it at the 1 yard line. Very good punt right to the 1 yard line. In 1998, the Menominee Maroons had a 99-yard touchdown drive. Let's see if the Maroons can do it here again, but there's only 2 minutes and 15 seconds left here in this opening half. All-time Ultramania here from Menominee, pinned back to their own 1 yard line to the right hash. They lead it 13 to nothing. Menominee does. Let's see what head coach Chad Brandt has to offer here. On this play from the one. Tanner Tirkoff runs in. Clayton Miller and Nathan Nelson also joined in the huddle. Again, right hash of the one. Menominee leads it 13 to nothing. 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining. Right here in this first half. Wing formation in tight. Power to the left side with Dawson Bardowski. Off the middle, Clayton Miller. Miller, oh, I don't know if he got out of the end zone or not. They're looking at it here. He was stood up at the line. He did lose yardage, but not enough to be a safety. He just got out of the end zone. Oh, it's just across the goal line. No gain. It's a short loss, but it was at the one, so very tough. Oh, he just got out. Second down and 10, near 11. Ball inside the 1 yard line here for the Maroons. Menominee will spread it out. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Schoolcraft fans on their feet. Tarkoff, low snap, he'll pick it up. Roll to the left side, here's Tanner. Tanner wants to tuck it up and he'll run it to the one. He'll just get it out of the end zone and run. Maybe got it to the two, to the... I don't know if he got it to the two or not. With a minute 20, timeout called by Schoolcraft. So a timeout called down below with Schoolcraft with a minute 20 to go. It's a short gain for Tanner. So timeout down below, will take one as well. 1 minute, 20 seconds to go until halftime. The Maroons lead it 13 to nothing from a Ford Field, the Division 7 state championship game.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000
and find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
The Steel Mill, where every day feels like you're celebrating a big win, supports all local sports, so whether you're catching up with friends, unwinding after work, or the big game, the Steel Mill has the perfect spot waiting. So swing by the corner of County B and County W in Peshtigo any day of the week, 11 a.m. to close. The kitchen is open 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily, and until 9 p.m. on Fridays for fish fries. Follow the Steel Mill on Facebook for more.
And here comes our members stepping into Integra First Federal Credit Union looking confident and ready for action.
They make a quick move to the teller. Textbook transaction there, Jenna.
But wait, what's this? They're heading back to the loan officer's desk.
That's a surprise play if I've ever seen it. I think they're going for the loan.
And it's approved! What a game changer.
That's how you win with Integra First Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Upers favorite time, hunting season. Menominee Industrial Supply has generators ready to power up camps, blinds, or be a backup with gas and propane fuel options. Snow is a hunter's friend, but not for your spouse at home. Pick up a new Ariens snowblower that will make both of your lives easier. Electric start, easy turn technology, and different sizes to fit any user. Call Menominee Industrial Supply today at 906-863-5526 or visit Menominee Industrial Supply at 1112 26th Ave, Menominee.
This is Chad Kane, and I want to personally invite everyone to the Christmas open house at Kane GM and Kane Power Sports on December 12th from 8 till 6. Save with open house deals at both stores, plus prizes including a weekend stay with snowmobile or side-by-side rental giveaways. Edgar and Cooper sign helmet, Packer Raven tickets with $100 to Wisco Meats, and more. Friday, December 12th at both Kane locations on Highway 41 in Marinette.
And back at right here on Classic Hits 103.7 FM, WHYB, Menominee Marinette, and also Eagle 107.3 WPF Powers Escanaba. There was actually an injured Schoolcraft player as well that they were taking extended time down below. And now they're going to empty the field again and officially call the timeout. So they have an injury timeout and then the timeout called by Schoolcraft. So Schoolcraft took their first timeout just now. They have two remaining. The Maroons have all three of their timeouts left. And looks like, oh, now we're ready to go. So third down and a long nine here for the Menominee Maroons, pinned back to their one-yard line. With a minute 20 remaining in this first half, the Maroons do lead it 13-0 according to your Integra First scoreboard.
It's third down.
So here comes Menominee to break huddle. Two receivers to the left. Dawson Bardosi, wing to the right side, and now a timeout call by head coach Chad Brandt. So the Maroons take their first timeout here of the half. And we'll keep it right here to tell you about some of our participating sponsors that we have helping us bring you this state championship game. Les Indrini Vocational Services in Marinette, a proud supporter of high school athletics. You can learn more by visiting Les Indrini Vocational Services on Facebook. Best of luck from everyone at Kane Power Sports, your local Polaris Kawasaki, Premier Pontoon, and Toro dealer. Good luck to the Maroons from Kane Power Sports. Perks Cabinetry, your local specialist in residential and commercial cabinetry and countertops. A proud supporter of all the student athletes, wishing the Maroons best of luck in this state title game. We also have a congratulations from Extreme Transportation Specialized, wishing the Menominee Maroons and Tanner Turkoff best of luck here in Ford Field. Again, nice little crowd on hand here. The Maroon fans fighting the weather to get here. And the long trip. The team left Friday morning after practice, and they practiced at Detroit Country Day. Yesterday, team bonding obviously all in between. They came to a state championship game on a Friday night to watch here at Ford Field. And up and at them early this morning with an 8:30 a.m. Central Time as start for the Division 7 championship. Third down and 10 officially here for the Maroons after the timeouts. They'll break huddle coming up here. One receiver to the left, one to the right side. Clayton Miller and Tanner Turkoff into the backfield. Genesee is wide to the right. Daniel is wide to the left, and the Maroons jumped on the hard count. They got him a jump. So Tanner barks it out. Schoolcraft jumps. Third penalty of the game on the Eagles. 25 total yards. Almost all Menominee making it a third down and 5. Putting it to the 6, getting out of that end zone. Nice to have that breathing room with a minute 20 to go here in the second quarter. So here comes Menominee to break huddle again. Genesee wide to the right. Daniel wide to the left. Wing and Bardosi to the right side. Tanner, hard counts again. He'll have it. Two-step drop. Back to pass for Turk. Surveying the field. Flash out of the pocket now. He wants a run. Dropped the ball, but he does fall on it. Whew. Popped out of his hands. He took it to the 11-yard. Actually, he's really close to the first down marker. If he doesn't fumble that ball, he may have the first down. It's going to be close either way, it looks like.
First
Yeah, that is going to be enough for a first down. He dropped it, rolling up the middle between the hash marks. He made a man miss. He bobbled it while he was still running, then it popped out. He dove on it right at the 11 for the first down. That's a 5-yard gain for Tanner. Here you go, first down and 10. Turkoff back to pass. Quick throw right to that as Danu. Danu hauls it in at the 12-yard line. They're going to say, did he catch it or is it incomplete? Oh, they're going to wave it off. Trapped it. Trying to find Daniel, a little underthrown. Daniel came back for it and trapped it.
Cody Priest there defensively.
And so it will be a second down and 10. The clock has stopped. 49 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Ball placed near the right hash of their own 11-yard line. Jackson Mysak has a call from head coach Chad Brandt. Clayton Miller will exit.
It's second down and 10.
So second and 10 here for the Maroons. Dawson Bardowski wide to the right side. Slot right comp. Wide to the left is Daniel. Slot left Genesee. Turkoff back to pass. Pressure coming. The screen is up left side for Mysak. Mysak hit and brought down. Lost yard. And it'll have a third down. Quick little screen to Mysak, and it was read perfectly that time by Landon DeVries. Back to the 9-yard line, losing 2 yards. Trying to screen to Mysak. So a loss of 2, third down and 11 now for Menominee. They're just letting the clock tick down to 15 seconds here in the second quarter. Now a timeout call by head coach Chad Brandt. So Coach Brandt takes his second timeout. We will keep it right here for the fact that we have halftime just around the corner. As the Menominee Maroons leading this one currently 13-0. The extra point on their second touchdown was blocked. As Clayton Miller has both of the touchdowns here for Menominee on runs of 5 and 1. 15 carries for Miller, 56 total yards so far. The Maroons have ran at 32 plays. Schoolcraft has ran at 17. One turnover in this game. As Jack DeVries drove it down, it was picked off by Maverick Genesee at the 226 mark in the first quarter. And then the Maroons forced the Eagles to punt it on their second series. Menominee received to begin this game. That means Schoolcraft will receive to begin the second half. But do we have to go through halftime yet? I got a nice crowd on hand here. The overnight fan bus, one that was going to drive overnight, was canceled last night due to weather. In talking to fans that drove in yesterday, they said the weather was bad and that was a smart decision. So if you're on that fan bus and you're listening at home, I'm sure it was a sad moment, but glad you're tuning in. But safety is a priority. There was the overnight fan bus didn't make it here. The one that was staying the night, they made it here last night. And the team came in to Detroit. Actually, Sterling Heights officially is where they're staying. They got here Friday night. Third down and 11 for the Maroons. Third down and 12 officially from the 9-yard line. Ball placed near the left hash. The Maroons will break out of left. The timeout. Doss Bardowski is a wing to the left side. Slot right Genesee. Wide to the right Danu. Mysak and Turkoff into the backfield. Bardowski goes in motion from left to right and flags will fly to the Maroons jump. Procedure penalty on Menominee. Second penalty on Menominee. Half the distance to the goal line. So let's put it just inside the 5 to the 4. So back to the 4-yard line. The Maroons will now break huddle again. Third down and 17. Two receivers right. Bardowski is a wing to the left side. Mysak and Tierkoff into the backfield. Bardo goes in motion, left to right, back to pass Tanner. Tanner flush out of the pocket, wants to roll right side. He'll keep it, keep the ball, hop across the 5 and run the clock down to 7 seconds, and I think they just took a timeout here. So a short gain and a timeout called by Schoolcraft, taking their second. With 7 seconds remaining, it will be fourth down. The Maroons not able to get much happening there. A gain of 3 for Turkoff, flushed out of the pocket. Tanner's 6 carries, just 10 yards for the Maroon senior. And he's 2-for-4 passing for 7 yards. 9-yard completion to Daniel, then losing 2 yards in a screen pass to Jackson Mysak. Again, another timeout called down below. Schoolcraft taking the timeout. I'd like to thank Lily Hecht of Farm Bureau Insurance, located in Menominee, specializing in home, auto, life, commercial, and farm insurance. Dr. Donald Park and everyone at NEW UP Dental, proud supporter of the Maroons, wishing them best of luck in this Division 7 state championship game. And Menominee Advanced Periodontics and Implant Center, Dr. El Naji and her experienced team, wishing the Maroons best of luck. Fourth down here for Menominee, pinned back to their 7-yard line. The punt put them back at their own one, and they struggled to get anything going. They did get one first down. But otherwise, they've been stopped here by Schoolcraft this series. They will line up in punt formation. Tanner Tierkopf to punt it away. Back deep is going to be Dean Ostlund to return this one. Tanner has it. He'll get a foot into it here, and well, flags flew. Let's see what this will be. Another procedure penalty on Menominee. So half the distance to the goal line again. And they'll replay a fourth down. Put it back to the just inside the 4. Really not much. But 7 seconds remaining. Schoolcraft will have a chance to get one play off. Ostlund standing back at the Menominee 43-yard line to return the punt from Tierkopf. So Tanner has it. He'll step up, put a foot into it here. Just a pooch kick. Oh, my. This did not even go maybe 10 yards. He missed it, and it goes out of bounds. Let's see if they're actually even going to spot this one. Oh, they're going to march it. They're going to put it to the 6-yard line.
Spotted near the 13-yard line.
Nope, he's going to come put it to the 13. Either way, it's not a good scenario on the punt for the Maroons. As it went off the side of Tanner's foot to the 13-yard line. With 3 seconds left, one play remaining here for Schoolcraft. And they will have the ball back to begin the first half. The Eagles will break huddle. DeVries under the shotguns. Luton stands to his left. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left side. Luton has a snap. 2-step drop. Back to pass. It's going to be a fade left side. It's up and it is incomplete. May have been batted down by Dawson Bardowski. Or Maverick Genesee. They intend for Richardson, and there's no time on the clock. Genesee does break up the pass, and that will expire the first half. So it is Menominee 13, Schoolcraft nothing, your Division 7 state championship game. We are one half in the books. Let's take a break. Add it up for you. Come back at the halftime after this in your Bay Cities radio dial.
Little Nugget Food and Spirits proudly supports the Menominee Maroons. Best of luck on winning another state championship. And let Little Nugget warm you up with some hot, delicious food with full breakfast and dinner menus, including their all-you-can-eat fish and chicken buffet. And you can dazzle your taste buds with homemade soups and enjoy a full salad bar as well. Little Nugget Food and Spirits, open Wednesday through Sunday on County Road 338 in Wallace. The team at Caterpillar Fluid Transfer Solutions in Menominee congratulates the Maroons on an amazing season. Since 1938, Caterpillar Fluid Transfer Solutions, formerly Anchor Coupling, has been a major manufacturer of high-quality hydraulic hose assemblies, and they have several career opportunities available on their winning team. Learn more about career opportunities or apply today by visiting caterpillar.com/Menominee. Leave it all on the field today. Go Maroons from Caterpillar Fluid Transfer Solutions.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See the Twin City Service Agency, 10th Street, Menominee.
You know she's getting older. She creaks and roars and groans. She's been here 20 years now, but now she's gotta go. She's really inefficient, and she's not very green. You need a brand new furnace. Time to call Zaratsky Extreme.
863-2327. 863-2327.
The Lodge on Main in Marinette proudly supports high school sports. Enjoy live music with the best crowd around, featuring Bubba Lewis Trio, Courtney Polson, Beachfront Avenue Duo, Asphalt Gypsies, One Dan Man Band, Safe Sax, and more. Seats fill up fast, so come early to grab a table, enjoy delicious food, and get ready for great live performances. And the best part, no cover charge. Follow the Lodge on Main on Facebook for more information and details on all their live events. The Lodge on Main, 1333 Main Street, Marinette, where everybody knows you're on Main.
Do you need a different vehicle but can't get financing because banks and car loan companies won't cooperate? Good news! If you have steady income and can afford easy weekly payments, Auto Credit Center will give you the credit you need and the vehicle you deserve. We've been doing just that locally for 30 fun-filled years. That's a long time and a lot of cars. Don't let past credit mistakes put you in a pinch. At Auto Credit Center, financing's a cinch. That's the Auto Credit Center, 10th Street, Menominee, 863-8288. Follow us on Facebook.
Stop into Colonel K's Pasties, where they've been serving the Bay Cities area and voted best pasty for 16 years in a row. They have a huge variety to fit any craving. Beef, ham and cheese, beef with rutabaga, breakfast pasties as well. You name it, they have it. Plus, they've been voted having the best soup for 6 years. So don't delay. Grab yourself the area's best pasty and soup from Colonel K's today. And don't forget to check their Facebook for daily specials as well. Remember, that's Colonel K's Pasties at 1229 10th Street, Menominee.
And back at right here in Classic Hits, 103.7 FM, WHYB, Menominee Marinette. Eagle 107.3 WUPF in Powers, Escanaba, and TheBayCities.com, BayCitiesConnect.com. The stream has maxed out. If you're listening, there is now also, we moved it, moved the game to the WMAM 570 stream. So you have no people trying to listen. Spread the word. The WMAM stream, it is now having this Menominee Maroon State Championship game as well. So have a lot of people trying to stream this one throughout, we'll say, the world. Wherever you may be listening, we thank you for tuning in right here to your Bay Cities radio station. Well, halftime here, the Menominee Maroons are on top of the Schoolcraft Eagles with the Eagles marching band down below. The Maroon Band is here as well. They'll take the field next. They got to actually perform the national anthem as well. 13-0 Menominee. Do you know how we got here? The Maroons, well, the only team to strike so far, the 8-18 mark. Clayton Miller had a 5-yard touchdown run. His extra point was good. Then the Eagles had their first offensive possession of the game, and the drive was stopped as Maverick Genesee had an interception at the 2:26 mark. And your score at the end of the first quarter then, 7-0. The Maroons struck again in the second quarter. It was a 1-yard touchdown run again by Clayton Miller. The extra point attempt was blocked. Menominee jumped up 13-0. They forced the Eagles to punt it away, but they pinned the Maroons back to the 1-yard line. They couldn't really do anything with it. They punted away on their own with a few seconds left. The Eagles had one play remaining with 3 seconds left at the 13-yard line. The pass was incomplete. Halftime score, 13-0 in favor of the Maroons. Let's break it down now for you individually and a team unofficial statistics here. First off, for Schoolcraft, leading the way rushing, T.J. Lutine. He's got 5 carries for 14 yards. Jack DeVries has 2 carries for 9 yards. Evan Feller has 2 carries for 2 yards. And then we have Cooper Howard, 1 carry for 7 yards. DeVries passing is 4 of 8 for 56 yards and 1 interception. So 32 rushing yards, 56 passing yards, 88 yards of offense for the Eagles, all on 18 plays. The one turnover on the interception. They were penalized 3 times for 25 yards. Flip it over now for the Menominee Maroons. Rushing for them, Clayton Miller, 15 first-half carries for 56 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tanner Tierkoff, 3 carries for 10 yards. Dawson Bardowski has 4 carries for 31 yards. And Jackson Mysak, 5 carries for 22 yards. Turk passing is 2 of 4 for just 7 yards. Landon Daniel has a 9-yard reception, and Jackson Mysak has a catch for negative 2 yards on a screen pass. So 119 rushing yards, 7 passing yards, 126 yards of total offense for Menominee, no turnovers, all that on 34 plays. They were penalized 3 times for 20 yards, we'll say less than that due to the fact that 2 of them were half the distance to the goal line. With a big one on the scoreboard, Menominee 13, Schoolcraft 0 in your Division 7 state championship game. Well, the Menominee Maroons band now on the field, and we're going to take a quick break. Look around the state of Michigan with the MHSAA, then we'll come back with your second half after this on your Bay Cities radio dial.
Seeking comfort and relaxation in your home? Look no further than Mensa & Zach Heating, Cooling, and Sheet Metal, your elite Tempstar dealer. With their complete range of Tempstar systems, staying comfortable is effortless. Plus, customers can enjoy an additional 2-year no-hassle replacement limited warranty. Make Mensa & Zach your first and only call for all your home comfort needs. Call 715-732-1275 or visit them online at mensaandzach.com. Tempstar, quality you can feel.
It's good for your wallet to save for the future and peace of mind to know your finances are secure. Thanks to Bayshore Credit Union's big bank conveniences, small town atmosphere, and competitive loans for cars, recreational vehicles, and homes, achieving financial wellness is an all gain, no pain experience. Bayshore Credit Union, located at 1514 Cleveland Avenue in Marinette. If you live or work in Marinette, Menominee, and O'Connell counties, you can become a member today. Talk to a representative at Bayshore Credit Union or visit BayshoreCU.org.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000.
And find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
And back at Radio and Classic, it's 103.7 FM WHYB, Menominee and Marinette, and thebaycities.com. Should be good to go. The Menominee Marching Maroons walking off the field. Doing a good job down below. Halftime here, Menominee on top, 13-0 over Schoolcraft. Yeah, Schoolcraft, after their halftime chats, entering the field. And then we have the Maroons still in the locker room. But nice seeing both bands' opportunity to perform here at Ford Field. Yeah, this is the Division 7 state championship game. Three more champions will be crowned today, all of the odd-number divisions. So 1, 3, and 5 all playing today here at Ford Field. Michigan State played last night, hence the reason we have a Sunday morning game. The smaller divisions always play in the morning. It's unfortunate, especially when you're coming from the central time zone here for Menominee, but the Maroons adjust. They've had morning practices Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and yesterday at Detroit Country Day to get used to this early morning situation they're in. The Division 8 state championship game was Friday morning. Harbor Beach victorious in Division 8 to win the state title. Friday early morning they have that one. Now Eastern time zone here at Ford Field, approaching 11 o'clock local time. 10 o'clock back at home. That's the Menominee Maroons up in the locker room coming back. So halftime slowly winding down here. We're going to take another quick break, and when I come back we will have the start of your second half after this.
The Steel Mill, where every day feels like you're celebrating a big win, supports all local sports, so whether you're catching up with friends, unwinding after work, or the big game, the Steel Mill has the perfect spot waiting. So swing by the corner of County B and County W in Peshtigo any day of the week, 11 a.m. to close. The kitchen is open 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily and until 9 p.m. on Fridays for fish fries. Follow the Steel Mill on Facebook for more.
And here comes our members stepping into Integra First Federal Credit Union looking confident and ready for action.
They make a quick move to the teller. Textbook transaction there, Jenna.
But wait, what's this? They're heading back to the loan officer's desk.
That's a surprise play if I've ever seen it. I think they're going for the loan.
And it's approved! What a game changer.
That's how you win with Integra First Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Youper's favorite time, hunting season. Menominee Industrial Supply has generators ready to power up camps, blinds, or be a backup with gas and propane fuel options. Snow is a hunter's friend, but not for your spouse at home. Pick up a new Ariens snowblower that will make both of your lives easier. Electric start, easy turn technology, and different sizes to fit any user. Call Menominee Industrial Supply today at 906-863-5526 or visit Menominee Industrial Supply at 1112 26th Ave, Menominee.
This is Chad Kane, and I want to personally invite everyone to the Christmas Open House at Kane GM and Kane Power Sports on December 12th from 8 till 6. Save with open house deals at both stores, plus prizes including a weekend stay with snowmobile or side-by-side rental giveaways. Edgar and Cooper sign helmet, Packer Raven tickets with $100 to Wisco Meats, and more. Friday, December 12th at both Kane locations on Highway 41 in Marinette.
Little Nugget Food and Spirits proudly supports the Menominee Maroons. Best of luck on winning another state championship. And let Little Nugget warm you up with some hot, delicious food with full breakfast and dinner menus, including their all-you-can-eat fish and chicken buffet. And you can dazzle your taste buds with homemade soups and enjoy a full salad bar as well. Little Nugget Food and Spirits open Wednesday through Sunday on County Road 338 in Wallace. The team at Caterpillar Fluid Transfer Solutions in Menominee congratulates the Maroons on an amazing season. Since 1938, Caterpillar Fluid Transfer Solutions, formerly Anchor Coupling, has been a major manufacturer of high-quality hydraulic hose assemblies, and they have several career opportunities available on their winning team. Learn more about career opportunities or apply today by visiting caterpillar.com/Menominee. Leave it all on the field today. Go Maroons from Caterpillar Fluid Transfer Solutions.
And back at it right here on Classic. It's 103.7 FM WHYB. Menominee Marinette and Eagle 107.3 WUPF. Powers Escanaba. BayCitiesConnect.com. We're streaming all over here. Put it onto the WMAM radio stream as well for this one. 13-0, the Menominee Maroons on top of Schoolcraft. And you can keep up with everything MHSAA on social media. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, video highlights, and high school sports news from around the state. It's the best way to connect with the MHSAA every day. Second half, moments away from kickoff here from Ford Field, the Division 7 state championship game. The Maroons were here in 2023, losing to Jackson Lumen Christie 34-30. Their last title win was in 2007. Remember, the Maroons went back-to-back in 06 and 07, going undefeated in that streak. Then they won it all in 1998 at the Silver Dome in Pontiac. Last championship for Schoolcraft was in 2001. Last year, they lost in the semis. And in 2001, they beat McBain 26-8 to win their first title. Both teams looking for it here in Ford Field. And the Maroons are 24 minutes away of game time of winning their fourth. Again, Schoolcraft will receive to begin the second half. They will travel left to right. On your Bay Cities radio dial, Clayton Miller will tee it up into the 40-yard line. TJ Lutine back to return this one. Along with Sexton Abfall. So here comes the approach, and we are underway here for the second half from Ford Field. Lutine back to his own 3-yard line. 5, 10, 15, 20, and popped down out of the 22-yard line by Jackson Mysak to treat him up. So Lutine, stopped by Mysak, and it will be a first down and 10 here for the Eagles. 19-yard return to the 23-yard line is where they're going to spot this one. So first down and 10 for Schoolcraft. And the Eagles will break huddle. From the left hash, three receivers to the right, one to the left side. Let's see what the adjustments have been made by either team. Lutine. Sands to the right side, out of the shotgun, it's DeVries. DeVries wants to keep it up the middle after the fake to Lutine. He'll be brought down as he crosses the 25 near the 27-yard line. Jack DeVries for a 5-yard gain on first down. Henry Dobbins there for the Maroons. So second down and five. Nice crowd on hand here. Menominee fans making the trip here. Looks like there's a tad more Schoolcraft fans, but it's a good one here. And she has a gain of 4, second down and 6. So second down and 6 here from the 27-yard line. Back to pass. DeVries, quick throw over the middle. Hit and hammer down immediately. Shy of the first down. Tanner Turkov, a great tackle as he got to Jack DeVries. So it'll be a, oh, it is enough for the first down. From my angle, it looked like he was hit shy, but it is going to be a first down. So move the chains, a gain of 6. Over to Jack DeVries. Three receivers left, one to the right side. Spin, hand off the middle, hit and gobbled up right away after a gain of maybe 2 to the 35-yard line.
TJ Lutine.
Stopped by Posh.
2 yard gain, second down and 8.
So a 2 yard pickup. That time for Lutine. And it'll be a second down and 8 right to the 35-yard line. Ball plays center of the field. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Lutine stands to the left of DeVries. Three receivers now to the left. Out of the shotgun. From the 135, two-step drop, quick throw, left side, batted down by Xander Yurkiewicz. Yurko goes high in the air to stop the quick slant. Intended for Jack DeVries, or Landon DeVries again. And Xander Yurkiewicz bats it down. Third down and 8 from the 35-yard line. Ball plays center of the field, right directly in between the hash marks. So a third and 8 here for Schoolcraft. The Maroons do lead this one 13-0. We are 2 minutes in to this second half. Two receivers to the right, two to the left side. Out of the shotgun again, it's Jack DeVries. From his own 35-yard line, Lutine stands to his left. Third down and 8. DeVries, two-step drop, back to pass. Parchinal coming. He'll throw it center of the field, up and batted down, incomplete by Tanner Tarkoff. He saw the rope, got the big hand on it. Textbook coverage intended for Landon DeVries again. It's incomplete. Good coverage by Turk. Fourth down and 8. The Maroon defense stops them in the first series. Here to begin the half. DeVries just sitting back in the pocket. A little behind intended receiver DeVries. If he gets him in coverage or in stride, he may complete it, but terrific coverage by number 3 for the Maroons, Tanner Tarkoff. Dawson Bardowski back to receive the punt from Jack DeVries, the quarterback. And Bardo standing back at his own 32-yard line currently. Pressure coming, he'll get a foot into it. Knuckleball kick, and they're going to let it angle away. Bounces straight up in the air to the 40 and down to maybe all the 39-yard line by Lucas Nura. So the Maroons force the Eagles to punt it. It'll be a first down and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Menominee going right to left here in your Bay Cities radio dial. There was a penalty called on Schoolcraft, and it's declined. But they'll have it first down and 10 from their own 39. Ball plays center of the field. Tanner Tarkoff has the call from head coach Chad Brandt. Let's get the first offensive series of the half underway here for Menominee. 9:52 to go, third quarter. The Maroons will break huddle. Wide to the left side, Landon Daniel. Genesee slot left. Dawson Bardowski is a wing. Power to the right side of the single wing formation for Menominee. Tanner Tarkoff and Clayton Miller into the backfield awaiting the play to begin. The officials are still huddled on the ball. Oh. Oh, they call. The officials had to talk it over and pull some out of the rule book. Chop block on the kicking team. That's a 15-yard penalty. The Maroons get extra yardage. This will put it into Schoolcraft territory to the 46-yard line. We'll take that. Here come the Maroons. Now, same formation. Two to the left. Bardowski's the wing to the right side. Ball plays center of the field. Bardo goes in motion. They're going to hand it off to Dawson as he went from right to left. Bardowski cuts up to the 45. Runs over. An Eagle crossing the 40 near the 35. They'll mark him to the 36-yard line. Move the chains, a 10-yard gain. Dane Oslin on the tackle. And Dawson Bardowski for 10 yards. First down for the Maroons on the left hash. Again, into Schoolcraft territory to the 36-yard line. Here comes Menominee. Genesee slot right. Daniel wide to the right side. Comp slot left. Bardowski wide to the left. Actually, no, they're going to go inside of the wing to the tight to the left in Bardowski. Hand off Miller. Miller up the middle now. He'll bowl his way across the 35 and take it forward progress to the 34. Gain of a couple by Clayton Miller. And a gain of a couple for Clayton. 58 yards rushing now for Miller, and he has the two Menominee touchdowns. 3 minutes into the second half. Here comes Comp having the call from head coach Chad Brandt to run it in. Second and 8 for the Maroons. Left hash of the 34-yard line into Schoolcraft territory. Genesee slot right. Daniel wide to the right side. Wing formation. Bardowski will favor the left. In motion is Bardowski. Handed off to Dawson. He wants to sweep to the right side. Cutting it up now is Bardowski. He'll spin his way shy of the 30 to the 31-yard line. So Dawson Bardowski will give the Maroons a third down. Picking up 3 yards. Trying to sweep to the right. It'll be a third down and 5 now for the Maroons. They need to get to the 26-yard line to keep the balls in the ball in the hands of the offense with 8:17 to go here in this third quarter. Nathan Kopp runs into play here for Menominee. Has it from Coach Brandt. They'll break huddle. Daniel wide to the right side. Genesee wide to the left. Bardowski's a wing to the left side. Miller and Terkoff into the backfield here for the Maroons. From the right hash to the 31-yard line. Hand off to Clayton. He wants to go left side. Miller to first down. Clayton Miller to the 20. Here's Miller to the 10. 5. Touchdown, Menominee. Clayton Miller. A 31-yard touchdown run. The Maroons strike first in the second half. Put it into the Johnson Sewer Cleaning end zone. Give Kenter Deanna a call, 715-732-0427, for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. Big hole for Miller. He was untouched the whole 31 yards. Menominee up, 19-0, 7:55 to go, third quarter. Let's get the Maroons go for two here, as they had their extra point blocked back in the first half. They will go for two. Maroons trips to the left. Miller and Terkoff into the back. Actually, Beal is out there. Daniel wide to the right side. Beal rolls left side. Here's Dillon. Quick throw. Back to the end zone. Jumping up. Hauled in. The two-point conversion. Tanner Terkoff. They put him as wide out. Threw Beal in for the two-point conversion. Menominee 21. Schoolcraft 0.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See the Twin City Service Agency, 10th Street, Menominee.
A 31-yard touchdown run by Clayton Miller for the Menominee Maroons. They go trips left, one receiver to the right with Dylan Beal in at tailback, and he throws a two-point conversion complete to Tanner Terkoff. Menominee on top, 21-0, 7:55 to go, third quarter, according to your Integra First scoreboard. I'd like to thank Tri-County Credit Union. They're wishing biggie number 74, Junior Henry Dobbins, and the rest of the Maroons best of luck here in the state title game. Jack's Fresh Market, fueling busy families with healthy mealtime options to help them stay on top of your game. Jack's Fresh Market, a fresh approach to quality and savings in Marinette and Menominee. Les Andrini Vocational Services in Marinette, a proud supporter of the Menominee Maroons. Check them out on Facebook, Les Andrini Vocational Services. Clayton Miller will kick it off for the Maroons, right hash of the 40-yard line. Lutine back to receive this one, along with Saxon Abfall. Here's the approach, high, long, end over, and kick. This will bounce and go straight in the air at the 20-yard line. They may not have a return. They pick it up, bring it to the 25. He got there just in time as the Menominee Maroon defense swarmed to Lutine.
TJ Lutine with the kick.
So Lutine, a short little return.
Stopped by Comp.
Comp on the tackle.
It's first and 10, Schoolcraft.
So first down and 10 here for Schoolcraft. Left hash of their own 29-yard line is where they spot this one. Two receivers left. I formation for DeVries. DeVries, spin, handoff, Lutine trying to go up the middle left side. Hammer down. Right there, Tanner Tirkoff to bring down Lutine. No gain, no loss, trying to go to the left. Seven carries, 16 yards now for TJ, the running back.
Second and 10
here for the Eagles. Left hash, their own 29-yard line. The Division 7 state championship game here from Ford Field. Billy will break huddle. Two receivers to the left. Shotgun formation for DeVries. He's running back to his left and right side to give him extra protection. Handoff, Lutine trying to go left side. Nathan Nelson is right there after a short gain. He pulled the pile near the 35-yard line. Across the 35 as he fell forward to the 36. Danu and Nelson are there. It's about another 35 for a gain of six.
Gain of six makes it third.
So third down and a four here for the Eagles of Schoolcraft. Under 7 minutes remaining, third quarter. The Maroons do lead this one 21-0. So the Eagles have the call. They will break huddle. You have one receiver wide to the left. I formation, offset I formation now. DeVries under center. Spins, handoff Lutine trying to go up the middle, and he'll be brought down near the first down marker. He should have it here. Just pushing the pile forward was TJ Lutine. Tackled by Jackson Mysak. He may be short here. He is short, just short. Gained 3 yards. TJ Lutine picking up 3 yards. It's fourth down and a yard here for Schoolcraft from the 38-yard line. One receiver to the right. Under center, Jack DeVries. Full house backfield behind him. DeVries, spin, handoff, first back through the middle. Was bottled up, now bouncing to the outside to have the first down inside the hash marks to the right, crossing the 40 to about the 43-yard line. They had them all bottled up at the line of scrimmage, but their big fullback in Evan Feller bounced to the outside to move the chains and keep the offense on the field. Tried to go right to the middle. Nathan Nelson mid him there, along with Henry Dobbins, but then he bounced wide. And Dawson Mardowski, Maverick Genesee, then bring him down to the 43. All in all, it's a pickup of 5 yards for TJ Lutine. And a first down and 10, right hash of the 43. Still at their own 43-yard line. Two receivers to the right, out of the shotgun again, Jack DeVries. Running back left, running back to the right. He'll have it, handoff Lutine. Lutine trying to bounce outside now, and he'll be brought down shy of the midfield stripe. Pick up about six, 2J Lutine.
Dragged down by Kopp.
Trying to run on the Maroons. Nathan Kopp and Nathan Nelson both there. To the 49, picking up 6 yards. So a 6-yard run for Lutine. 11 carries now for that young man of 36 yards. Second down and four. Right hash of their own 49-yard line now here for Schoolcraft. Here come the Eagles as they break huddle. Watch their big end as he goes off to left a little bit. Landon DeVries, two receivers to the right. Again, out of the shotgun, Jack DeVries. Running back left, running back to the right side. Jack DeVries, delayed handoff. It's to the right side, hit and brought down in the backfield for a loss. Xander Yerkwich, the first one there for the Maroons. Also, Landon Daniel. Big loss there. This is going to go back to about the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. No, they'll give a forward progress to the 45, I guess. They walked it up a little bit more, but either way, it's still going to be a loss of four for Lutine. Nice tackle for the Maroons to get there on that one. On that run to the left. Left hash now, third down and eight. Their own 45-yard line. Menominee fans on their feet here at Ford Field, directly underneath me. Two receivers right, I formation for Jack DeVries. He'll spin, fake the handoff. Back to pass, pressure now coming. He'll throw it to the right side. It is up, it is incomplete. Intended for Braden Boys. Fourth down and eight here for Schoolcraft. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Menominee on top, 21-0. Genesee in coverage again down there for Menominee. Big fourth down here. Let's see what Schoolcraft really like to do down by three scores. left hash of their own 45-yard line. They will break huddle and line up in punt formation. The Maroons will not send anybody back. Jack DeVries is their punter. Gunner left and a gunner right. Again, the Maroons not sending anyone back in this fourth down and eight. And they will punt it away high in the air. A very short kick. The Maroons running away from it. Bounces to the 31-yard line. Then takes a school crab bounce. Rolls to the 25-20. Still rolling. It'll be down to the 15-yard line. Finally down by Jacob Taylor. But they punt it away. The Maroons offense back on the field with 3:38 remaining in this third quarter. They lead it 21-0. Like to thank Menominee Periodontics and Implant Center, Dr. El Naji, and their experienced team, wishing the Maroons best of luck. And congratulations and best of luck in this title game from Menominee's Extreme, or to the Menominee Maroons from Extreme Transportation Specialized. Best of luck to Tanner Tirkoff and the rest of the team. First down and 10. Near the right hash of the 15-yard line. Their own 15 here for Menominee. They'll keep it in tight. Single wing formation with Dawson Bardosi to the left side. Tirkoff and Miller into the backfield here for the Maroons. And they jumped.
Whistle before the snap. There's a penalty marker.
5-yard penalty on the Maroons.
5-yard penalty. Stop.
So this will put it back to the 10-yard line. So first down and at 15 now for Menominee. Nelson runs in. Genesee will exit. And here come the Maroons to break huddle. Big center for the Maroons. Alex Parrott takes the team up to the ball. Wing formation in tight to the left with Bardowski. Miller will run up the middle. Nice hole left side. And Clayton will have the pile move forward and try to get to the 15. For progress, maybe the 15.
Miller
picking up 5 yards. Nice little hole up the middle to start. The linebacking core fills it then. A few yards short for the Eagles, but it's a 5-yard gain for Miller. So second down and 10 now for Menominee. Nelson runs off. Here comes Genesee back in. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go, third quarter. 21-0, Menominee. Daniel wide to the right side. Genesee slot to the right. Dawson Bardowski is your wing favoring the left. Miller and Tirkoff into the backfield here for the Maroons. Tanner has it. Fake the handoff. Rolling right side is Tirkoff. Tanner surveys the field. Throws it. Center of the field. Has the man a little behind. Incomplete. Trying to find Dawson Bardowski. Oh, I'm sorry. Nathan Comp. Incomplete to Comp. And it will be a third down and 10 here for the Maroons. 2:49 to go. Third quarter. Tanner surveyed the field. He's a little bit behind Comp, who just went back and sat in the 30 middle of the field. Comp adjusted. Couldn't control and get back in time. But a third down and 10 here for the Maroons.
It's third down and 10.
So third and 10 here for Menominee. The wing is in tight. Favoring that right side from the left hash of the 15. Low snap, Tanner picks it up. Back to pass. Quick throw to the left. Has his man caught at the 20-yard line. Cut up 25, 30. Still on his feet to the 40. Pushing to the 45 to save the Comp across midfield. Breaking a tackle to the 40. Comp to the 40. Inside the 38-yard line. Race finally brought down. Nathan Comp. A big catch and run for the Maroons. Comp's first catch of the day. All the way to the 38-yard line. ...47-yard completion. Here we go. The Maroons quickly ready to go. Clayton Miller up the middle. Short gain. 47-yard completion to Nate Comp.
Tripped up by Beckett Boyds.
And Clayton Miller gets a quick run up the middle to the 32-yard line to pick up 6 yards. Clayton Miller now 100 yards rushing for the Maroons. Two receivers right, wing left. Tirkoff back to pass, rolls to the right side. He'll step up, quick throw into the flats, right side, and it's incomplete, intended for Bardowski. Had Genesee open on the right. Said he went a little deeper for Dawson, and it drops incomplete.
Boys in coverage.
But a third down and 4 now for the Maroons from the 32-yard line. They say third and 5 down below. I'm keeping it at third and 4. So a third down on the way here for the Maroons. Left hash. We have 2 minutes remaining in third quarter. Daniel wide to the left. Genesee, slot left. Wing and Bardowski to the right side. Fake down to Miller. Quick throw left side of Danu. Lanning cuts it up. Breaks the tackle for the first down and knocked out of bounds to the 25-yard line. Quick out to Lanning Danu for the Maroons. They move the chains to the 26. Pick up of 6 yards for the Maroons. Danu's second catch of the morning. He's got 15. First down and 10 to the 31. I'm sorry, the 26-yard line is where they spot this one. A minute 54 to go, third quarter. The Maroons lead it 21-0. Menominee will break huddle. Wide to the right side, it'll be Danu. Slot right, Genesee. Mysak, a wing to the left. Turkoff and Miller into the backfield. Tanner hands out to Miller. Double handoff, Jackson Mysak. Here's Mysak trying to cut it up for the Maroons. Trying to bounce outside. At the middle, he'll go inside the hash marks to about the 21-yard line. Penalty flag line down. Let's wait and see what this is going to be. Waiting for the official call down below. Let's head down to the field. Talking to the Mammy coaches right now. Oh, chop block on the Maroons. 15-yard penalty. Replay the down. 5 penalties on Menominee now. 40 yards. A little less than that again due to the half the distance to the goal line. A double handoff to Mysak. This will settle back to the 41-yard line. A minute 46 to go, third quarter, 21-0 Menominee. Left hash of the 41-yard line here in Ford Field. In Schoolcraft territory. The Maroons will break huddle. Mysak will be a wing to the right side. Slot left, Genesee, Danu wide to the left. Tanner. Back to pass, serving in the field. He'll heave it down that right side that has his man. It's up and caught at the 15 and falling down to the 10-yard line for the first down. It's Clayton Miller. What a catch! Threw his hands out there, caught it, a little bit of a bobble, did a somersault to haul it in for the first down. Had 4 steps on the defender, and what a pass by Tanner Terkoff to give the Maroons a first and goal to the 9-yard line. A 32-yard completion from Tanner to Miller. Clayton's first catch of the finals. Here in the Maroons, ready to go. One receiver left, one to the right side. Back to pass, Terkoff. Actually, handoff now. It's Miller to run, and Miller will try to get to the 5, and he'll be shy to about the 7-yard line. They showed that replay on the board, and that got the Menominee fans excited on that one. And that was a short gain to the 7 for Clayton for a pickup of 2. So a 2-yard gain for Clayton. It'll be a second down and goal from the 7-yard line for the Maroons. Just inside the left hash mark. Wing to the right side, and Bardowski, Genesee, slot left, Danu wide to left, hand off to Bardowski, trying to get the left edge. Dawson cuts it up now, Bardowski to the 5, and knocked out of bounds near the 4. Sweeping left with Bardowski, we will have a 3rd and goal here for the Maroons. Braden Boys knocked him out of bounds. Again to the 4-yard line for a pickup of 3 for Dawson. 7th carry of the morning for Bardowski. He's got 47 yards. 3rd and goal for Menominee again, 4-yard line. 15 seconds to go, 3rd quarter. The Maroons will break huddle. The wing is in tight with Dawson Bardowski favoring the left side. Miller and Terkoff into the backfield. Up the middle, Clayton Miller. Miller powering the pile forward, trying to squeeze his way in, and he'll be brought down shy. Gains a couple of yards. A gain of 2. So a 2-yard pickup for Clayton Miller. So a 2-yard pickup for Miller, and that will end the 3rd quarter. The Maroons will have a 4th down a goal when we come back for the final 12 minutes. They lead Schoolcraft in the Division 7 State Championship 21-0.
Stop into Colonel K's Pasties, where they've been serving the Bay Cities area and voted best pasty for 16 years in a row. They have a huge variety to fit any craving. Beef, ham and cheese, beef with rutabaga, breakfast pasties as well. You name it, they have it. Plus, they've been voted having the best soup for 6 years. So don't delay. Grab yourself the area's best pasty and soup from Colonel K's today. And don't forget to check their Facebook for daily specials as well. Remember, that's Colonel K's Pasties at 1229 10th Street, Menominee.
Find the largest selection of durable cool weather workwear now at Stateline Apparel. The shelves are stocked with new hoodies, long sleeve tees, flannels, sweatpants, vests, bibs, force and rain defender clothing, work shoes, boots, and hikers for men and women, plus accessories including base layers, heavyweight socks, hats, and gloves. And if kiddos need to stay warm too, check out the great selection of Kids Carhartt. Stateline Apparel has the cold weather workwear your family needs in hard to find sizes. Visit the Carhartt Warehouse, Stateline Apparel, 10th Street, Menominee.
At Wagner Casper Insurance, they understand the importance of protecting what matters most, offering coverage from 15 different companies in one stop. They provide home, auto, life, health, recreational vehicle, business, and farm insurance. Wagner Casper Insurance is family and locally owned, serving Wisconsin and Michigan since 1967. Give their team a call for free quotes and consultations for the right coverage at the best price at 715-735-9506. Wagner Casper Insurance, your protection, their priority. Visit WagnerCasper.com for more information.
Well, the Menominee Maroons are 12 minutes away from their fourth football state championship as they lead Schoolcraft 21-0. Fourth down and goal for the Maroons at the 2-yard line. Clayton Miller, 104 yards and three touchdowns rushing so far this morning. Has all three of the Maroon touchdowns, all of the points actually for the Maroons, minus a two-point conversion where Dylan Beal threw it to Tanner Terkoff. Let's start this fourth and final quarter. Again, fourth and goal, left hash, the Schoolcraft 2-yard line. Bardowski a wing, power to the right side here for Menominee. Miller and Turkoff into the backfield. Miller goes in motion. Turkoff back to pass, rolls to the right side. Quick throw, it's up, it's caught! Touchdown, Menominee! Clayton Miller, the Maroon fullback, went in motion and stuck out of the backfield and hauls it in for a 2-yard touchdown catch. The Maroons put it right back into the Johnson Sewer Cleaning End Zone. Give Kent or Deanna a call, 715-732-0427 for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. A 2-yard touchdown pass, Tanner Terkoff to Clayton Miller. They line up to go for the extra point here. Clayton had tried to split the uprights, Dawson Bardowski to hold it. We await the snap. It's there. The hold. Miller's kick is up. Miller's kick is good. 11:56 to go. Menominee 28. Schoolcraft 0.
Seeking comfort and relaxation in your home? Look no further than Mensa & Zach Heating, Cooling, and Sheet Metal, your elite Tempstar dealer. With their complete range of Tempstar systems, staying comfortable is effortless. Plus, customers can enjoy an additional 2-year no-hassle replacement limited warranty. Make Mensa & Zach your first and only call for all your home comfort needs. Call 715-732-1275 or visit them online at mensaandzach.com. Tempstar, quality you can feel.
Well, a 2-yard touchdown run. I'm sorry, a 2-yard touchdown pass as Tanner Terkoff hits Clayton Miller for the score. Clayton then tacks on the extra point. Menominee on top 28-0 with 11:56 remaining, according to your Integra First scoreboard. I'm Josh Kellner. Glad you're joining me here from this Division 7 state title game from Ford Field. Catch it right here on Classic Hits 103.7 FM, WHYB, Menominee Marinette. Also, the Eagle 107.3 WUPF powers Escanaba, and we are streaming all over. The stream maxed out on our 103.7 page. You can also catch a game now on our WMAM 570 stream. I'd like to thank Tri-County Credit Union, wishing Big Ham number 74, Junior Henry Dobbins, and the rest of the Maroons good luck in the state title game. Here's Miller to tee it up at the 40-yard line, right hash, and to kick it off for the Maroons. TJ Lutine back to receive this one. Squib kick bouncing high in the air, picked up at the 16-yard line. Coming my way, 20-25, hit and brought down at about the 27-yard line was Saxton Abfall. Schoolcraft going right to left now here on your Bay Cities radio dial. We are 10 seconds in to this fourth and final quarter as the Maroons scored on the first play here in the fourth. First down and 10, left hash of the 28-yard line is where they will start things. Again, their own 28-yard line. Clayton Miller has all of the touchdowns for Menominee in this state title game. Three rushing, one receiving. They will break huddle wide to the right side, Landon DeVries. Two more to the right as they go trips to the right side, one to the left. Out of the shotgun, DeVries, quick throw, left side, has his man caught immediately and knocked down at the 32-yard line. Big hit by Henry Dobbins to pop him down. Complete that one to Langston Richardson, his first catch, picking up 4 yards. So Richardson pulls in his first catch of the day. It'll be a second down and a 6. Again, left hash of their own 32-yard line. One receiver left, one to the right side. Double end formation to the right side as well. Back to pass, DeVries. DeVries has an open man down the left sideline. It's up and incomplete, tip to the side. Or was it a fumble rather than a really incomplete pass? Henry Dobbins picked it up, but it was batted line. Had a man that came out of the backfield. The Maroons did pick him up defensively, though. Landon Daniel was there and followed him. But then it was batted down at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. Good pursuit that time by the Menominee Maroons. As it looks like Blake, actually, oh, it was tipped by Big Henry Dobbins. Xander Yerkwich put a pop on him, waiting when he released it. And Dobbins got the hands up to bat that one down. Third down and 6 here. From the 32-yard line, left hash for Schoolcraft. Trips to the right, one receiver to left. Jack DeVries out of the shotgun. DeVries, two-step drop, back to pass. Quick throw, left side, has man caught immediately. Will make a man miss and get the first down to the 41-yard line. Checked right, turn spun left, and with that, he got the first down. Genesee in coverage to the 41. Right to the 41-yard line to move the chains for a 9-yard gain. And they worked that one also to Langston Richardson. His second catch in a row. First down and 10, Schoolcraft. One receiver wide to the right side. Now they go trips to the right. One receiver off to the left. Out of the shotgun again, here's DeVries. DeVries fakes a handoff, back to pass, looking right. He'll throw it to the right side, and he overshot his intended receiver, Nathan Kopp, in coverage. Trying to find Boys. Overshot Boys. Jack DeVries is now 7 of 16, 75 yards, and the one interception in this state championship game. 10:34 remaining. Menominee up 28-0. Second down here for the Eagles. Second down and 10. Left hash of their own 41-yard line. Two receivers right, one left side. DeVries back to pass, and the flags will fly. They may have jumped. Procedure penalty on Schoolcraft. Their fifth flag of the morning, 45 total yards. So it will be a second down and a 15 now back to the 36-yard line. Again, Menominee on top, 28-0. Thanks for listening for wherever you may be here this morning for this Division 7 state championship game. The Maroons chasing their fourth football title here at Ford Field. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. DeVries out of the shotgun. Lutine stands to his left as a blocking running back who can run it very well as well. Quick pass over the center of the field. Slant has it caught and brought down shy of the 45 to the 44-yard line. Richardson again for his third completion. Stopped by Nathan Kopp to the 44. A pickup of 8 yards. 8 yard completion over the middle. Second down and. It's third down and 7 as they had that 5 yard penalty previously. So third down and 7, left hash of their own 44-yard line. Two receivers right, two to the left side. Here is Jack DeVries. Out of the shotgun, Lutine stands to his right. DeVries has a snap. One-step drop, a draw. He wants to run at the middle. The Maroons trying to catch up with him. It'll be across midfield. First down and more to the 40. Pop down shy of the 40 to the 41-yard line by Dawson Bardowski. Nice tackle by Dawson Bardowski, but Schoolcraft will move the chains to the 41-yard line into Menominee territory. A pickup of 15 on the run for DeVries. Here come the Eagles. Trips to the right. One receiver to the left. Right hash of the Menominee 41-yard line. DeVries again out of the shotgun. Lutine stand to his right. DeVries flush out of the pocket. Wants to roll right side. Hit and sacked and brought down. Nowhere to go. Back to the 44-yard line. Henry Dobbins there. 2 yard loss in the sack as Dobbins was all over him. Set it up back to the 43-yard line. Second down and 12 for Schoolcraft. Under 9 minutes remaining here in the state title game. One receiver to the right, trips to the left side for the Eagles. From the maroon right hash of the 43. DeVries out of the shotgun again. Lutine stands to his left. Back to pass. Quick throw. Left sideline has a man out there, and it's up and incomplete. And now a late flag comes in. Let's wait and see this penalty is going to be. A maroon defender fell down. I'm wondering if they're going to call it on a different receiver. Coach Brandt wants to know what the call is. The receiver that the ball wasn't thrown to fell down as the maroon defender fell at the same time, and they're talking this one over right now to see what the call is. Let's go down to the field. Oh, 15-yard penalty. That's a tough call because that call was well overthrown. Wasn't even intended for that receiver. Coach Brandt wants an explanation. Some boo-birds go here from the Menominee fans. 28-0 Menominee, first down and 10, Schoolcraft to the 28-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right side. DeVries out of the shotgun. Lutine stands to the left of DeVries. 8:36 now remaining. DeVries back to pass, two-step drop, quick throw left side. Has the man caught in the flats of the 20, and he'll squirt his way to about the 18-yard line.
Jack DeVries with a pass.
Quick throw over to Landon DeVries.
Stopped by Comp.
Nate Comp there in the tackle of the 18-yard line for a 10-yard completion. So Schoolcraft will have it first down and 10. Stays in bounds, so the clock will tick. Down by 28. Menominee on top. Shutting out the Schoolcraft Eagles. The Maroons victorious over Pawamo Westphalia last week. 32-28. Scoring a touchdown with 24 seconds left to capture that victory as Maverick Genesee sealed it with an interception with 11 seconds remaining. Back to pass, DeVries. He'll roll to the right side. Quick throw up and incomplete. Comp in coverage. Good coverage here by Nate. Pass thrown a little bit behind, and Comp pops him down. Intended for Howard. And that will stop the clock with 7:44 remaining. Facing a second down and 10 here for Schoolcraft. Left hash, the Menominee 17-yard line. I'm sorry, 18-yard line. Good coverage that time for Comp. So the Maroon defense trying to keep this shutout in place here. And they will break huddle. Here come the Eagles. Three receivers to the right, one to the left side. Now they go two to the left. All alone in the shotgun will be Jack DeVries. Quick drop, back to pass. He'll throw to the right side. Has his man. It's caught at the 15. Breaking tackles and tripped up at the 10 to the 9-yard line. Here's a flag that just fell in. So this penalty flag is going to be brought down shy of the first down for a gain of 9 yards to the fullback, Feller. He went into the slot, waiting for the call. Yeah, Feller lined up as a double end of the right side.
There's no penalty.
No penalty. Doss Mardowski had a touchdown-saving tackle there. We have a 9-yard gain on the pass play.
It's third down.
So third down and one here for the Schoolcraft Eagles. Two running backs, one left, one right. Pitch out to the right side. They had the first down and brought down shy of the five, and the pitch out to the right. Nice run
to Howard
to get the call.
He's tackled by
Genesee. As Cooper Howard has his second carry. Maverick Genesee on the tackle.
First down.
As Howard brings it to the 5-yard line. 4-yard gain for Howard. So first and goal here for the Eagles. One receiver left. I formation for DeVries under center. Full house backfield behind him. Spin hands off to Lutine. Lutine is hit at the line and dropped down. Nowhere to go. All Maroons. He might have got a yard with four progress, but really not much. No gain and no loss. Let's put it right down to the 5. Ryan Marzian there for the tackle for the Maroons. 6:35 remaining. Menominee up 28-0. Right hash, the Maroon 5-yard line. Second and goal. The Maroons trying to keep the Eagles out of the Johnson Sewer cleaning end zone. Slot right, eye formation again. Jack DeVries under center. Spin, fake the handoff, bootlegging left, looking to throw. And it's up and it's batted down, incomplete. Xander Yurkwich there again to get a hand on the ball. Coach Brandt thinks it might have been a backwards pass. And Landon Daniel picked it up and won the distance, but it's going to be an incompletion. And they're going to replay it on the board here. That's really close to being a backwards pass, but incomplete pass down below. It will be a third down and goal from the 5-yard line. And the Maroons want to take a timeout. 6:14 remaining. Or are they? They call the timeout. Yep, timeout down below called by Menominee. 6:14 to go. We'll take a break. Back after this.
It's good for your wallet to save for the future and peace of mind to know your finances are secure. Thanks to Bayshore Credit Union's big bank conveniences, small town atmosphere, and competitive loans for cars, recreational vehicles, and homes, achieving financial wellness is an all gain, no pain experience. Bayshore Credit Union, located at 1514 Cleveland Avenue in Marinette. If you live or work in Marinette, Menominee, and O'Connell counties, you can become a member today. Talk to a representative at Bayshore Credit Union or visit BayshoreCU.org.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000.
And find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
And back at right here on Classic Hits 103.7 FM WHYB Menominee Marinette. Also on Eagle 107.3 WUPF Powers Escanaba and BayCitiesConnected.com is where you can find the stream. It will be a third down and goal here for Schoolcraft on the 5-yard line. The Menominee Maroons on top of the Eagles 28-0, 6:14 remaining according to our Integra First scoreboard. I went back and had to make an adjustment here. That touchdown was not to Clayton Miller. It was to Maverick Genesee with a 2-yard touchdown catch. It's nice having spotters back listening to the game. They were challenging it, and it was an incomplete pass, third down. So the Maroons did not use a timeout. They still have three remaining. So Maverick Genesee had a 2-yard touchdown catch at the 11:56 mark. And Schoolcraft been driving since then, but Menominee leads it 28-0 against 6:14 remaining. From the right hash of the Menominee 5-yard line, third down and goal here for the Schoolcraft Eagles. Menominee trying to keep them out of the Johnson Sewer cleaning end zone. I formation again, Jack DeVries and the flags. Oh, no flags. They're going to pitch out left side, trying to get the edge of Lutine. Lutine will take it in the end zone. Cut it up. So Schoolcraft will get their first touchdown of the game. TJ Lutine, a 5-yard touchdown run. They put in the Johnson Sewer cleaning end zone. Give Kenter Deanna a call, 715-732-0427 for all their sewer and drain cleaning it needs. 6:09 remaining. And they go for the two-point conversion here. Watching them on film, they rarely attempt an extra point. They go for two the majority of the time. 28-6, currently Menominee on top by 22. One receiver left, full house backfield. DeVries, fake Dana, bootlegging to the right side. Quick throw back the end zone, and it goes nearly into the stands, but the net stopped it. Overshot everybody. Two-point will fail. Looking for DeVries. 6:09 remaining in the state championship game. Menominee on top of Schoolcraft, 28-6.
And here comes our member stepping into Integra First Federal Credit Union looking confident and ready for action.
They make a quick move to the teller. Textbook transaction there, Jenna.
But wait, what's this? They're heading back to the loan officer's desk.
That's a surprise play if I've ever seen it. I think they're going for the loan.
And it's approved! What a game changer.
That's how you win with Integra First Federal Credit Union.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And back at it right here on your Bay Cities radio dial, I would like to thank Extreme Transportation Specialized, wishing the Menominee Maroons and Tanner Tirkoff best of luck in this Division 7 state championship game. Also, Kane Power Sports, your local Polaris Kawasaki Premier Pontoon and Toro dealer. Good luck from Kane Power Sports. Perks Cabinetry, your local specialist in residential and commercial cabinetry and countertops, a proud supporter of the Menominee Maroons in today's contest. The Thai Cuisine on 10th Avenue in Menominee, wishing the Maroons best of luck also. And Dr. Donald Park and everyone at NEWUP Dental, proud supporter of the Maroons here in the state title game. Well, just had a 5-yard touchdown run by T.J. Lachen. Extra point attempt failed with 6:09 remaining, according to your Integra First scoreboard. The Menominee Maroons on top 28-6. The hands team out there to try to capitalize on this onside kick attempt, possibly by Wynn Evans. So Evans tees it up at the 40-yard line. Back deep a little bit for the Maroons is going to be Maverick Genesee. Onside kick coming left side, still bouncing, and fielded by Dawson Bardowski. And Bardowski gets about a 2-yard return, actually. Drop back, caught at about the 44, and hops across the 45. So first down and 10 Maroons. So first down and 10, right hash of the 45-yard line. They'll spot that one down. So to the 45 here for Menominee. With 6:07 remaining here in the Division 7 championship. They will break huddle. Everyone in tight with a single wing formation favoring the right side in Dawson Bardowski. Miller and Tirkoff into the backfield. It's Tanner to sweep to the right. Tirkoff looking for some running room, and he's gobbled up right away. A short game, but really not much for Turk. Schoolcraft all over that. Evan Feller on the tackle. We'll keep it right at the 40, or the 45, I'm sorry. No gain for Turk. 7 carries, 10 yards. Rushing for Tanner Tirkoff. 21 carries for Clayton Miller. 3 touchdowns and over 100 yards rushing. 2 receivers left. Bardowski's a wing to the right side. That's Danny wide to the left. Genesee a slot left. Here's Tirkoff away to the snap. Handoff to Miller. Bobble the ball to the ground, and Schoolcraft jumped on it. A turnover on the Maroons. Cannot have that with 5:27 remaining. Missed the handoff. J.D. Perrin jumped on the fumble at the 39-yard line.
The Eagles take over at the 39-yard line.
So first down and 10. Schoolcraft. The Maroons turn it over. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right side. Here's DeVries out of the shotgun. Back to pass, Jack surveying the field. Pressure coming, wants to bounce left side now. He'll step up, throw it down the center of the field, and it's up and picked off. Did he hold on to it? Waiting for the call. Laying out was Bardowski in the end zone. Turnover! Bardowski lays out for it and picks it off in the end zone. Jack DeVries overshot his intended receiver. Bardo didn't give up. He lays out for it and hauls it in the air, crossing the goal line. A turnover for a turnover. Big break for the Maroons, and Bardo gets the ball back for Menominee to the 20 with a touchback. With 5:17 remaining. First down and 10, Menominee, center of the field now, right at the 20-yard line, their own 20-yard line. They lead it by 22 points, these Maroons do. Representing Menominee and the Upper Peninsula in the state of Michigan. Wing formation left side. In motion goes Bardowski from left to right. They'll sweep to the right side. Trying to get the edge now. It's going to be Miller. Miller runs into a couple Schoolcraft Eagles, knocks them over, goes to the right side, and gains a short gain of about 3. First one there is going to be Brody Eppel. It'll be a second down and 7 after the run by Clayton. Second and 7 for the Maroons. Clock ticking, under 5 minutes remaining here from Ford Field. Clayton Miller and Tanner Tierkoff have the call from head coach Chad Brandt from the right hash of their own 23-yard line. Each team with all their timeouts remaining. They will break huddle with a single wing formation, powered to the right side with Dawson Bardowski. Genesee's that blocking quarterback. Here's a snap. It's Tierkoff back to pass Tanner. He'll survey the center of the field. Air it out. Has Bardowski. Bardo to the 45. Dawson Bardowski to the 30. Bardo had the ball knocked away from behind. It's on the ground. And we have Schoolcraft posting on it at the 11-yard line. They tried to catch Bardo and they knocked it away from behind and he turns it over. Bardo was wide open down the center of the field. He hauled it in for the catch, but then the fumble. A completion and then the fumble. All the way down to the 10-yard line.
It's first and 10 for Schoolcraft.
First down and 10, Schoolcraft. They'll spot it to the 10-yard line. It was a 47-yard completion to Bardo. But then the turnover. So here come the Schoolcraft Eagles. Back to pass. DeVries, quick throw right side, incomplete. Went through the hands of his intended receiver, Evan Feller. So an incomplete pass here for Feller. It'll be a second down and 10, right hash of their own 11-yard line. So here come the Schoolcraft Eagles. Menominee on top, 28-6, 4:13 remaining. Second down. Three receivers right in a bunch formation. One receiver off, wide to the left side. Coming my way, that is Drew Enright. Back to pass, DeVries. Pump fake once, flush out of the pocket. Wants to roll, he'll keep it up the middle. Be brought down shy of the 15.
DeVries.
Maroons giving pressure on DeVries. Nathan Nelson credited with the tackle to the 14. Pickup of three. So a 3-yard pickup for Jack DeVries. Third down and a 7 here for Schoolcraft. 3 minutes, 45 seconds remaining. The Eagles look to break huddle here, right hash of their own 14. One receiver to the right. Two coming my way, left side. Schoolcraft going right to left here in your Bay Cities radio dial. DeVries with Lutine standing to his left. Back to pass, Jack. Little looks to the right side. Quick throw, overshot his intended receiver on that far side, Braden Boys. Comp in coverage again on the far side. The clock will stop, 3:28 remaining. So fourth down here for Schoolcraft. Fourth and 7 from the 14-yard line. Clock on Menominee side, 3:28 remaining. The Maroons lead it by 22 in the Division 7 state championship. So fourth down on the way here. Menominee fans on their feet here at Ford Field. Trips to the left. One receiver power off to the right side. DeVries out of the shotgun. Back to pass. Quick slant left side. Has his man caught right away and brought down. Nowhere near the first down. They'll turn it over on down. Shy of the 20 to the 17-yard line. A pickup of 3 yards in the slant on fourth down. Dylan Beal on the tackle for the Maroons. It's a quick slant. Beal, a terrific job to bring down to Drew Enright. It's his third catch of the day. First and 10 in Menominee at the Schoolcraft 17-yard line. Menominee fans down below with 3:22 to go. They can taste the state championship. The Maroons will break huddle. Dane U wide to the left side. Genesee comes my way, slot to the right. The Maroons going left to right here in your Bay Cities radio dial. Bardowski a wing to the right side. Miller and Tierkoff into the backfield. Tanner hands off Clayton. Clayton trying to get to the 15. He'll cut it up now, knocked out of bounds, shy of the 10. Miller going out of bounds. The clock will stop, 3:17 to go. Clayton Miller a run to the 12, picking up 5 yards. So 5-yard run for Clayton. Menominee taking a lot of time here. 23 carries and 112 yards rushing now for Clayton Miller. Second down and five here for Menominee. To the 12-yard line, right hash of Schoolcraft territory. Handoff. Clayton to the 10, bullying his way forward to the 7. Near the first down. So Feller stands up Clayton Miller, maybe just shy. They'll give him the 8-yard line. Gain of 4. So a 4-yard run for Clayton. Third down and a yard here for the Maroons. Right hash of the 8-yard line. Miller exit. Jackson Mysock in at fullback. So it's Terekov and Mysock into the backfield. Single wing formation in tight. Power to the right with Dawson Bardowski. Tanner watching the back official. Let some clock run down with 2.5 minutes remaining. Tanner ready to go. Sets the team down. It's Mysock up the middle. Jackson Mysock to the 5. Mysock spinning his way. Close to the goal line. Is he there? Touchdown! Menominee! Jackson Mysock! An 8-yard touchdown run! The Maroons cruising even closer to a state title. Jackson Mysock into the Johnson Sewer Cleaning end zone. Give Kenter Deanna a call. 715-732-0427 for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. 2:24 remaining. Here's Clayton Miller to try to tack on the extra point. Dawson Bardowski to hold. Awaiting the snap is Bardo. Snap is there. The hold. Miller's kick is high and is up, and it is just wide to the left. He missed it. Good pressure up the middle there by Schoolcraft. Menominee! Close to the title. 2:24 to go. The Maroons 34. The Eagles of Schoolcraft 6.
It's a Youper's favorite time, hunting season. Menominee Industrial Supply has generators ready to power up camps, blinds, or be a backup with gas and propane fuel options. Snow is a hunter's friend, but not for your spouse at home. Pick up a new Aaron snowblower that will make both of your lives easier. Electric start, easy turn technology, and different sizes to fit any user. Call Menominee Industrial Supply today at 906-863-5526 or visit Menominee Industrial Supply at 1112 26th Ave, Menominee.
2 minutes, 24 seconds until it is official and final here from Ford Field. The Menominee Maroons on top, 34-6, according to your Integra First scoreboard. Jackson Mysock, an 8-yard touchdown run for the Maroons. Extra point was no good, but the score completely in favor of Menominee. Lots of celebration and hugging down below as they can just sniff the championship to come back to the Upper Peninsula. It's been since 2007 since the Maroons brought home the trophy. They were here in 2013, 2016, and 2023. They went home empty-handed. Will this be the year? Will this be the fourth trophy in football for a state championship here in the state of Michigan? The Menominee fans have been on their feet the majority of this quarter. Nice student section down below, and the Menominee Maroon pet man here as well. Clayton Miller. Back to kick this one off. Saxon Abfall and TJ Luton back to receive this one. There is Miller. The kickoff short, high, end over end. Luton to the 16-yard line. He'll take it to the 20, try to bring it between the hash marks. Now center of the field, runs over a few Maroons and brought down shy of the 35-yard line. So Luton on the return. And Dawson Bardowski will bring him down. Clayton Miller, 24 carries, 116 yards and 3 touchdowns here this morning. All before some people even had breakfast. We're approaching lunchtime back at home. It's noon here at Ford Field. You're listening to Classic Hits 103.7 FM, WHYB, Menominee and Marinette, and Eagle 107.3 WUPF and Powers in Escanaba. One receiver right, two to left side. DeBreeze out of the shotgun, running back left and right. He'll hand off to Lutine. He wants to bounce up the middle between the hash marks. He'll keep things be brought down for a short gain. Big Henry Dobbins and Landon Danu there for the Maroons. Across the 35 to the 37. Gain of about 3 for Lutine. He's got 15 carries for 40 yards and the lone Schoolcraft touchdown with under 2 minutes remaining here at Ford Field. Two receivers to the right, one coming my way to the left. Schoolcraft going right to left here in your radio dial. Out of the shotgun again, it's DeVries. Running back right, running back left, same play. He'll keep it himself this time. DeVries hops across the 40, cutting his way to the 45, brought down shy of midfield after the first down. It's about the 48-yard line, a pickup of 11. Jack DeVries in the quarterback keeper. Nathan Nelson on the tackle for the Maroons. It's a first down for Schoolcraft. 48-yard line. A minute 25 remaining here in Ford Field. Schoolcraft running into play. And they're looking to break huddle here. The Eagles coming into this one. 11 wins, 2 losses overall. They defeated Clinton last week to get here 43-14. They went up early on Clinton with a couple long touchdowns. First down and 10, left hash, their own 48-yard line. Spin, handoff up the middle, crossing the midfield line and taking it to about the Menominee 48-yard line.
Feller.
Is Feller. Xander Yerkowicz there, Evan Feller on the run to the 48-yard line, a 4-yard gain. 148 to the other 48. Feller's third carry, he's got 6 yards now. 40 seconds remaining until it is final. Lots of high fives and hugging down below. All their parents getting as close to the field as they can here to celebrate with their young men. Braden Danu doing the worm at the 50-yard line on the sideline. Two receivers right. Out of the shotgun, DeVries. DeVries, two-step drop, back to pass. Wants to air it out down that right sideline. It is up, and it will be caught at the 5-yard line. Tackled immediately. Nice pass with 8 seconds remaining. Drew Enright will haul it in a long pass all the way to the 4-yard line. A 44-yard catch. And Schoolcraft will take a timeout. Airing it out, trying to catch Moon sleeping a little bit. And just threw that one down that sideline. He'll haul it in. We have a timeout down below by Schoolcraft. They want to try to put one in here in Ford Field with 8 seconds remaining. With that, 149 yards passing unofficially for Jack DeVries. He's 12 of 22 currently. Timeout down below with 8 seconds remaining. The Menominee Maroons on top, 34-6. Keep it here for the postgame show. We'll add it up for you. Come back with some individual and team unofficial statistics for the state championship. They'll also have the trophy presentation down below. The Maroons looking to bring their fourth football state title back to the Upper Peninsula. Here comes Schoolcraft. First and goal to the 4-yard line. Out of the shotgun, DeVries. Lutine stands to his right. End in motion right to left. They load to the backfield. Bobbled snap. It rolls to the ground, and it goes over to Lutine. Lutine is bottled up at the line of scrimmage and nowhere to go. With 3 seconds remaining. The snap was bobbled. And Schoolcraft will take their second timeout. With 3 seconds in the clock. Last play of the game coming up here. The Division 7 state championship game. The Maroons are ready to rush the field. The fans cannot here at Ford Field. They will celebrate on the side, but look for the excitement. So timeout, Schoolcraft with 1 play remaining. Second down from the 4-yard line. with 3 seconds remaining. Three receivers left, two to the right side. Jack DeVries out of the shotgun, away to the snap. He has it. Quick run left. Now up the middle he will go. Nowhere to go. The Maroons are right there. That is it. The Menominee Maroons are your 2025 Division 7 state champions. It's final. Menominee 34. Schoolcraft 6. The Maroons made the long trip, fighting the weather. The fans made it. They supported the team. The Division 7 trophy is coming up to the Upper Peninsula. Its home will be Menominee. Team shaking hands down below. We'll take a break. Come back with a trophy presentation after this. The Maroons accepting the trophy. We are the champions. Owen in the background. They'll get ready for some pitchers down below. The Maroons victorious here in the Division 7 state championship game. Bird's eye view up here from Ford Field. The celebratory pitcher down below. Their pitcher's going to look a lot better than mine up here. Seventh level of Ford Field. Again, Menominee victorious. 34-6. State championship down below.
And back at it right here on Classic Hits 103.7 and Eagle 107.3 WPF Power Center Escanaba. A little change of the technical difficulty here. The connection to the studio has been dropped. It locked up a couple of times. Now we're going via cell phone, the old school method from Ford Field. You didn't really miss anything, actually. Division 7 state championship game is final. Menominee winning 34-6. Right here from Ford Field. All right, let's go ahead and thank you to our participating sponsors before I give you the stats. We have Extreme Transportation Specialized, Tri-County Credit Union, Jack's Fresh Market in Marinette Menominee, Les and Drini Vocational Services, Kane Power Sports, Perks Cabinetry, the Thai Cuisine, Willie Hecht of Farm Bureau Insurance, Dr. Donald Park at NEWUP Dental, and Dr. El Naji from Menominee Advanced Periodontics and Implant Center. Yeah, nothing we can do about the technical difficulties. Something happening with the connection. Maybe it got overwhelmed from being on the air for so long here on a Sunday morning. All right, let's go ahead and give you the game summary here for the state title game. Well, the Menominee Maroons struck first at the 8-18 mark, a 5-yard touchdown run by Clayton Miller. The extra point was good as they went up 7-0 as Clayton split the uprights. 2:26 remaining in the first quarter. Schoolcraft was a threat, but it was picked off by Maverick Genesee near the end zone, and they brought it out to the 20. Your score at the end of the first quarter, Menominee 7, Schoolcraft nothing. In the second quarter, we had Clayton Miller again with a touchdown, a 1-yard touchdown run, 6:09 remaining in the half. The extra point attempt was blocked, but the Maroons went up 13-0 at the half. Flip it over now into the second half for the Maroons. They struck on a 31-yard touchdown run by Clayton Miller. Then we have Dylan Beal hit Tanner Terkoff with a 2-point conversion. They went up 21-3, and that was your score at the end of the third quarter. Into the fourth quarter. 4 seconds in, first play of the fourth. A 2-yard touchdown pass. Tanner Terkoff hits Maverick Genesee. The extra point was good. The Bruins went up 28-0. Schoolcraft then struck for a touchdown at the 6:09 mark. A 5-yard touchdown run by T.J. Layton. The extra point attempt failed. They went for two. No good. 28-6, the Maroons on top. The Maroons then fumbled it after a long pass. J.D. Perrin jumped on it, but then Doss Bardowski picked off a pass at the 5:17 mark. Nothing happened there. The Maroons fumbled it away again later on. Scoring not done yet, though. 2:24 remaining. The final score of the game. Jackson Mizak, an 8-yard touchdown run. The extra point attempt failed. Wide to the left. Either way, Menominee on top 34-6. And that brings us to the final. The Maroons victorious, the Division 7 state champions, 34-6. Nice win here for Menominee to bring the fourth football state championship back to Maroon Land and in the Upper Peninsula. Let's give you your stats now unofficially here. Let's start with Schoolcraft. Rushing, Jack DeVries, 5 carries, 38 yards. TJ Lighton, 17 carries, 40 yards and a touchdown. Evan Feller, 3 carries, 6 yards. Cooper Howard, 2 carries, 11 yards. Jack DeVries was 10 of 26 passing, 149 yards and 2 interceptions. Drew Enright had 4 catches for 75 yards. Landon DeVries, 4 catches for 44 yards. Langston Richardson had 3 catches for 21 yards, and Evan Feller had 1 catch for 9 yards. Henry Dobbins had a sack of 2 yards, so 95 rushing yards, 149 passing yards, minus 2 for 242 yards of total offense and 2 turnovers on Schoolcraft. They were penalized 5 times for 45 yards. All of that on 55 plays. Now for Menominee. They ran 56 plays. Tanner Tierkoff had 7 carries for 10 yards. Clayton Miller, 24 carries for 116 yards and 3 touchdowns. Dawson Mardowski, 7 carries, 47 yards. Jackson Mysok had 6 carries for 30 yards and a touchdown. Tanner Tierkoff passing, 7 of 11, 141 yards and 1 touchdown. Maverick Genesee had that touchdown catch of 2 yards. Clayton Miller had a 32-yard complete reception. Nathan Comp had 1 catch for 47 yards. Landon Daniel had 2 catches for 15 yards. And Dawson Mardowski had a 47-yard catch. Jackson Mysak caught a screen pass, losing it 2 yards. So we have 203 rushing yards, 141 passing yards, 2 turnovers, but 344 yards of total offense for the Maroons on 56 plays, 2 turnovers on Menominee in this game. The big statistic on the board is the final score, 34 for the Maroons, 6 for the Schoolcraft Eagles. Well, this is the final game for the seniors, and you go out undefeated, perfect, 14-0 with a state title. We say goodbye one last time to our seniors, Nathan Kopp, Tanner Tierkoff, Sir Kyman Shepherd, Jacob Schultz, Dawson Mardowski, Clayton Miller, Maverick Genesee, Jake Russell, Brennan Swanson, Alex Parrott, and Tony Van, manager Eric Lauren, here, seniors for the Menominee Maroons. State champions. I'm sure there will be a welcome home ceremony. You'll have to follow the Facebook pages for all the updates there. Do not know what the plans are for the welcome home ceremony as we welcome home the Division 7 state champions, the Menominee Maroons. Weather has not been the greatest here for this trip down, but we made it, and the Maroons victorious. Well, I'm going to sign off and get out of here. Lots of radio stations want to pop on in for this Division 3 final, which is going to be taking place next. Thank you to Joey Calloway and Jim Callow. I'm back in the studio for putting me on the air locally in Menominee. Nate Belleville up in Escanaba. Also to John Lauser sending me score updates and keep me up to date. If I got some stat issues as well, John Lauser did a good job. He's helped me out all season long, sending me all those score updates. All right, we have the final score again, 34-6. I'm going to call it a morning. It's not quite lunchtime yet back at home in Menominee. So I am Josh Kellner. Hopefully you enjoyed this postseason run for the Maroons as they're coming back with a state title. And we'll have basketball season just around the corner. A lot of these young men heading to Petoskey next weekend to start the basketball season already. Again, the final score here from Ford Field, Menominee 34, Schoolcraft 6. I'm Josh Kellner again, saying drive safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you in the basketball season right here again on your Bay Cities Radio Dial.